Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, introducing the man, the dog. It's about that time for the Willy Dog Show. Showtime, where you at? It's your boy Chuck G. That's right, Willy Dog. Yo, you ain't got knowledge. You ain't got shit. Yeah, Willy Dog. It's about that time. That's right. Yeah. One time for the man. The dog.
All right, I got so much stuff to do. I'm going to just let Showtime get his prayer on out the way, because I got a rocky road to go down today. Go ahead, Showtime.
All right, good evening to everyone out there. Let us all bow our heads. Heavenly Father, we come to you today to give you all the praise and glory for bringing us through another year of trials and tribulations. Lord, we know as the year 2013 goes on, that there will be more trials and tribulations. But if we just keep the faith in you, Lord, put it in your hands, all things are possible through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. If there is one that do not know you, Father, through spirit of faith, we ask that you touch them in a mighty way. And if there's one out there that do not have a relationship with the Lord through prayer and wants to give his life to Christ, we pray that you find a church home so that you can start to build a relationship with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Okay, Showtime, I'm glad that was short and sweet. I'm finna get these sponsors out the way because I got a lot of stuff to do today. I got a disclaimer to put out today. I'm finna put this disclaimer out right now. If you don't like this show and you got a problem with it, please hang up now. If you don't like the show and you don't think it's going on and it's not beneficial to you, please hang up now. That's my disclaimer. Because today, I'm finna tax some on your asses today. And if you ain't that smart, I'm going to tell you what I want you to do. Hold on, let me close Showtime mic. He might say something. I don't want nobody to interrupt me. I'm going to close the Showtime mic up and he the boss. So if I can mute the boss, I'm getting a disclaimer out. As soon as I get through with my sponsors, get with somebody that might be a little bit, they ain't got to be much, but a little bit smarter than you. And if you don't understand it between the two of y'all, try to go back and listen to the show on the internet and play it back to you so you can get some money. Let me make sure I'm sounding good out there. So let me ask Showtime. I got to make sure I'm coming. Showtime, am I sounding right out there today?
Oh, man, you sound beautiful, brother. You sound beautiful.
All right, get back in your rocking chair. Get you some genius snaps. Do like Wild Man said. Today I'm kicking mother. I'm just joking. I'm being nice. But I need you to get ready to think real good. And I'm gonna give you some good stuff today. It might not be good, but it's going to be good than you think it is. Right quick.
Good afternoon. Comedy Car, can I help you?
Ernie, you sound like you got a hair in your throat today. How you doing, my brother?
Wild Dog, what's happening, my man?
Man, if I call her, did you like a dog with no legs? It won't come.
Yeah, it won't come. That's just because it's just too old and can't get up.
Yeah, what you got going on there, brother?
Oh, I tell you what, it's been kind of slow, but Christmas is over, New Year's over. Started getting some calls in from these people looking for to upgrade their systems and get their new cars ready, so we've got a couple of weeks now that we need to get everybody to start looking at their cars and order what you need now so you can get it.
Okay. All right, I appreciate it. Honey, give us the information and the name about that. Plus, now, I don't know, have you been getting any calls on them doggone, those alarm systems and all that, and everybody talking about them, but I don't think nobody doing them but talking.
That's all they're doing is talking. You know, you're going to do so much. You bait the hook, you throw it out there, and try to catch the crook. They don't want to mess with them. That's fine. You know, I got them on all my vehicles. You know, please let somebody steal one of my vehicles. I'd be more than happy to go drive over to them, and I'll take my assault weapon that they're trying to take, and we'll handle it.
I can hear you, my brother. Okay, just some information, just in case they stop talking and want to do some, just in case.
Give us a call at Compy Car Nitrous Systems. It's 1-800-NITROUS, NITROUS. And if you can't spell, it's 1-800-648-7687. We got everything in stock. We got, Jesus Christ, we must have 750 bottles in stock. So if you need bottles, you need valves, you need braided steel, we are loaded. We're ready to go.
All right, honey. I appreciate it, my brother. And like I said, I'm going to try to get over there. You know, anytime I get some free food, I'm going to try to get it. But I got to get it when I can, my brother.
I understand.
All right. Okay, honey. Take care. And I love you, brother.
No, I appreciate it. Love you, man. Y'all have a good evening.
All right. All right. That's one out there waiting. Next, my main man out there. I just got through talking to him. My man, Robert Fulton. For the Machines and Engines down in Glenville, Georgia. And they will doggone pick up and transport for you. This is a new year. So they got a new special out. I don't care within 200 miles, they will pick up and transport any car, whether it's broke down or running or whatever. And as long as they do the job that they shop, they will come pick up your car and deliver it back to you for free. Now, you can't beat that doggone. The highest diesel is, they're going to kill me because I just gave away some free stuff. 200 miles. Come on, man, with a repair. That's for Fulton Machine and Engines, Robert or Joe Fulton of Glenville, Georgia. 912-237-3420. 200 miles radius. They will pick up your car and fix it for free. Not the fixing part of it, though. You got to have it done at their shop. And again, that's Fulton Machine and Engines. Robert Joe Fulton, 912-237-3420. And to get a discount from him after all that free stuff, you don't have to say you mentioned it or heard it on my show. All you got to do is tell Robert, 10-4. That's the Fulton Machine and Engine boys. Robert Joe Fulton, Glenville, Georgia, y'all. 912-237-3420. Y'all go see the boys, some good boys. They up here now. I can't tell you what they're doing because somebody might jump on me and say, I'm telling secrets again, but that's all I'm going to say. Well, as you know, all that they don't do, doggone it, my main man, Moe's Speed Shop. Man, I can't tell y'all what's going on there because one man got him working like a freckle-faced stepchild, y'all. That's 706-414-6688. That's Moe's Speed Shop, man. He does all type of wiring. Plumbing, chassis work, transmissions, rear ends, front ends, anything you want to name, welding. I mean, hey, and again, my specialty, since all y'all like to let these cars stay out there in the rain, is the wiring. Trust me, even if it's in the rain, the wiring will wear out, your car will wear out before the wiring will. So go there and see my man, Moe's Speed Shop, man. Go there and see the little fella, man. He doing pretty good. You got some time to work on your stuff. While everybody got a little slight downtime, you better go and get them upgrades and everything. So give them a call over there, 706-414-6688. Okay, I got my sponsors out the way. So let me get the good news out the way first, because this other news might not be that good. So let me get the good news out the way first. My main man, my main man, US 19 Dragway down in Albany, Georgia, Mr. Bobby Goat, top sportsman type, Childs. Yes, I said it. Bobby Childs, y'all, down at US 19 Dragway, down in Albany, Georgia. They said it couldn't be done, but Bobby Childs, I told you, he got the gift of gab, and everybody loved him. Bobby Childs got a brand new sponsor, and guess who it is? The Budweiser. Bobby Childs, he got a brand new sponsor. Budweiser's on our board. the doggone sponsor, the doggone US 19 Dragway with Bobby Childs. Now that's what you call moving up in the corporate world. Now, if you had been in an all-black neighborhood, they probably had a slit malt lick or something like that. You know, I had to throw that in there because, you know, I always got some racial shit to say, though. But anyway, all right, that's Bobby Childs, man. We want to send props out to Bobby Childs. Bobby, we know you can do it, man. Keep doing what you're doing. All I got to tell you, Bobby, take care of yourself. Do what Bobby got to do. Bobby Childs, brand new sponsorship from Budweiser down at US 19 Dragway in Albany, Georgia. Now, y'all get ready because everything I said today got something else meaning to it. I'm going to throw this first phrase on you so you can understand it, or you can sit back and start marinate it. This is just an easy one here, though. Appreciate what you have. Appreciate what you have before time teaches you to appreciate what you had. Appreciate what you have before time teaches you to appreciate what you had. Now, I know you might not know what the hell is he talking about. Like I told you. When I get ready to open the mics up, if you want to say anything about it, you can. Now, also, I'm finna give you another term. I'm finna give you a word. And I want you to apply that word. I want you to apply this word, one word, to everything in your life. Now, first, I want to tell you, though, I told y'all on my first show, the first of the year, that I want you to look in the mirror. Everybody that don't have a mirror, take this number down. We will deliver you a free mirror to look in if you don't have a mirror. 404-353-3716. Call that number, and that person right there will give you a free mirror. 404-353-3716. You will get a free mirror. And also, if you pay in the right way, whenever you call that number, you might get some free psychiatric help. Free. So call that number, y'all, for your free mirror to look in. Because from now on out, what I'm going to start teaching on my show is going to be some doggone knowledge. If it pertains to racing, put it in racing. You can put it in life, though, because that's what I do. I teach life meanings, if you know what you're talking about. So call 404-353-3716. For your free mirror. And also, appreciate what you have before time teaches you to appreciate what you had. Now, if anybody understands what that means, I just want somebody right now to press the one button. I don't want one person to press it, since I heard on another show that I don't have no real listeners on this show. One person press the one button and tell me what they think that means. Press the one button right now. Anybody out there, I just want somebody to explain to me. I got some numbers. Some press, but I don't think they want to send it because they already had them pressed before I started. If y'all don't help me out, I got to send props out to Pro Stock Joe. Pro Stock Joe said, fuck y'all. He'll debate his goddamn self. And if he didn't have a good time debating, then he got Johnny dumbass on there and they did a dumb fest for goddamn it forever. I just need somebody to explain that one phrase to me. If it don't, I'm going to make Showtime do it if he ain't telling me to see it. Since y'all won't press the one button, Showtime!
Yeah, go ahead.
Hey, man, could you tell me what that phrase meant, man, before I get into my damn topic? I just want to see. I see everybody scared to talk because they're scared they might get a wrong answer. Did you hear the phrase I just gave?
Just I heard it, but just read it again so everybody can understand it one more time.
All right, he doing that because that's another way of saying he didn't hear it damn first time.
But
anyway,
I heard what you said. Appreciate what
I'm going to read it for you. I want you to tell me what you think it means. Just only you, since then nobody else want to press the one. Oh, a man did press the one button, but I can't let him get on. Appreciate what you have before time teaches you to appreciate what you had. What does that mean sometime to you? Just you? Because you ain't no wrong answer because it's what you believe.
Yeah, I mean, you're right. You know, you're right. I mean, to me, it just means be thankful for what you have because it could be worse.
All right. I'm going to let you go with that, Showtime, even though that was kind of weak. I'm going to let you go with that, though. Hold on a minute. I got a man on here right now. I didn't want to bring him on because he'll talk all goddamn day. But now, see, he's smart. That's why I didn't really want to bring him on because he kind of smart. I ain't talking about you talking, man. You ain't smart. What the fuck's your big bubble head ass? But I'm going to bring another big head motherfucker on. 718-6139. Could you tell me how you doing, sir? 718-6139. How you doing? All right. That's Pro Stock Joe number, but he must be on mute, so he don't even know how to operate the shit. So I'm going to cut his ass off, and I'm going to come back. I just want somebody else to answer that one question with a little bit more vigor than what Showtime did. So I hate to do this here, because then, goddammit, he's going to try to take over the show. Go ahead on, Type Man. What that mean, man? That's all I want to know. I don't want to know nothing else but what that mean.
Just like Showtime said, it's like this here, dog. If you got rice and gravy and no meat, appreciate the rice and gravy, because if you could not have nothing.
Hello. Now, that's what I'm talking about. From now on out, we're going to break this shit down on this show to the lowest common denominator so everybody can understand it. So, Type Man, explain that to me again, because I ain't too smart, but I like what you just said.
I said if all you have to eat is rice and gravy, appreciate that rice and gravy, because if somebody else got it worse than you that don't have nothing, they got a whoosh sandwich.
Okay. Well, Type Man, I'm going to mute your mic back out, because I got some stuff I'm finna do right quick, and then I'm finna come back to my show.
Go ahead, dog.
All right, now that's my doggone Type Man, my doggone Kick Man. I had to do it my death. But the reason I say I'm going to come back to him, because I got some stuff to put out right quick, y'all, about racing. Then I'm finna get into this other fucking Dear Abby shit we all got going on. Anyway, February the 2nd, down in West Palm Beach. We got the MGRA, Tony Bynes and the boys, and Pro Stock Joe. They're gonna be down there at West Palm Beach, down there trying to do a little something. That's all I'm gonna say about West Palm Beach, cause Pro Stock Joe comes on and do a pretty goddamn good job himself. And you know, I'm like him, since he the one brought it up, he ain't paying me to say it, goddamn it. So I did mention it. February the 2nd, West Palm Beach. I think they got the doggone big thing. Mr. Bang Bang gonna be down there along with my man Baldy, if he can ever get them stitches out his ass. Well, moving right on the next week. Oh, man. I don't need to say nothing about this here, but I'm going to say something about this here because I like the person. I'm talking about doggone February the 9th down in Lena, Mississippi. They got Big Clark and Gadget down there. Got some shit going on out in Mississippi. Man, they might, goddamn it might not be no fucking Mississippi left when they get through down there. Big Clark, them got so much, him and Gadget got so much shit going on down there, man. Look here, man. They got Little Red Riding Hood going up against Prelude. Prelude probably going to beat the shit out of Little Red Riding Hood. They got Gadget going up against Big Low. Gadget done bumped his motherfucking head. They got DJ Grant, the number one stunner. Now, that's the only race that they might win, because DJ Grant running chemo. Between the two, you ever seen two motherfuckers play the punk out? This might be two bitches playing the punk out. DJ, number one stunner, and chemo. Then you got the motherfucking boys out of Mississippi finna beat each other motherfucking ass. You got Don Mack and Boosie Badass going at it. Then you got some more of the northern boys. You got my main man. I had one of his nuts hanging out the side of my jaw. You got King Biz going up against, man, I got to admit, the doggone meat and potato man, Leon with the 69 Camaro out of Shotgun, man. You got Buck Naked going up against doggone my homeboy Jody and CC, the King Assassins. I hate to say it, Clark. I ain't trying to make your race look bad, but it seems like another punk out gonna be to me there. Then you got the damn big one they got going on. God damn it, you got Big Clark got his big greasy ass going in the ring with another big greasy motherfucker, Big Drag. Them two big motherfuckers going at it with the damn cars, and after that, man, we're gonna set up a special ring on the side and we're gonna let them two bitches sumo wrestle. Big Drag and doggone Big Clark, y'all. Then we got the most hated motherfucker in Mississippi. Beside Mississippi Joe, motherfucking Sylvester, red hot, and he going up against Gadget. Now, this one I'll pay goddamn double the C. So, anyway, that's going to be you down in Lena, Mississippi on 9 February, y'all. They got a bunch of more shit going on down there. They got old 605-37-670-7 old class going on down there. Then they got my homeboy coming back down there again. They putting in 2,500 up 2,000, one or the other, to the pot. They got a big-time shootout down there. Man, I seen that goddamn Richard Rabbit car. That's one pretty motherfucker. He gonna be there. JT Fugitive, the Speeding Bullet, Tree Man out of Texas, along with Roy James. And like I said, Mr. Bang Bang himself, Edmund Hall. Man, you mix that motherfucking shit up, you're gonna have gumbo. You ain't gonna be in Louisiana, but you're gonna be in Lena, Mississippi, February the 9th for gum motherfucking boat. Then you're gonna have the goddamn my main man. The motherfucker that don't care for goddamn it, he don't give a damn. The milk don't goddamn get, the cow don't get no fucking milk. My man Wit, 901 Bad Boys, one of the baddest bitches out there. And I said it because I meant it. Now, when he come out there and fall on his face, I'm going to be the first motherfucker said, Whit, you was a bad bitch, but all you is a limp dick now. That's Whit. And then they got goddamn Pascagoula. I can't say that goddamn Pascagoula, Mississippi, for all you bitches in Mississippi. You know what I'm talking about. King motherfucking Scooby, my man. Marcus Watson, King Scooby. He going to be in the house, goddamn it, trying to knock some shit down. Anyway, there's just a little something going on down there February the 9th down in goddamn Lima, Mississippi, Big Clark and Gadget Show. Then we're going to leave that motherfucker. If anybody asshole left or their asshole done got sold up, we going right down the road to Hattiesburg, Mississippi, to Fat Tuesday. I don't know if you want to call this motherfucker Fat Tuesday, Skinny, goddamn it, Saturday, or what you going to call it after all that shit going on down in Lima. I don't know if there's anything going to be left over to go to Fat Tuesday. But Fat Tuesday from February the 10th through the 11th, that's all I'm going to say about that. We're going to go on down to Mississippi, and all we didn't fuck up down in Lima, we're going to fuck up down in Hattiesburg, y'all. Then, Ronnie Brown, Car Key, Slugfest. The same damn time, brothers, y'all. The same damn time, brothers. They say, okay, we're going to give you a whole week to stitch your asshole up. And on February the 16th, down in South Georgia Motor Park, for all the white folks, that's South Georgia Motor Park. For all the black folks, that's Valdosta. For all you half-breed motherfuckers from Florida, y'all call that Florida. February the 16th down there. Ronnie Brown and Mr. Slugfest Car Key, the same damn time, brothers. They got 28 gone goddamn wild. I mean, they gone absolutely, totally fucking wild, man. They got shit going on down there. Anything on 28, they get away, goddamn it. I think shit, about shit, they got a whole bunch of, anyway, they get away some money. It's going to be a bunch of, I ain't going to let you know all of it right now, but they got a small truck shootout. They say they got tired of Big Ken talking about they couldn't get nobody to run with the truck. So they said, okay, we're going to do this. We're going to throw the crackheads in there. We're going to throw the dump trucks in there. We're going to throw the any motherfucking small truck, any powder additive, no wheelie bars, as long as it's a small truck, $3,000. That's $3,000, y'all, for the small truck shootout. Now we got a problem. Because here they come again. They're going to bring out the G-bodies on 28. Ever since the goddamn Gangsta Boo paralyzed motherfuckers on goddamn 29s, they done started with the 28s. But now the damn white boys is paralyzing every bitch on 28s. So what the fuck gonna go on then? But anyway, they got a big $5,000 raise for the G-bodies. We got Lethal Weapon. We got Grown Folk. We got the white boy. We got Chuck. We even might have Ed with the Cutlass. They used to have their wagon. We got Big Low. We got Randy 10-5. We got Jump with the Monte Carlo. We even got goddammit Dream Team. We got Little Romeo, something to be reckoned with. And need I not forget, you got goddammit Tony Boss Bynes. Tony Boss Bynes is on a goddamn march. Now, goddammit, if you ask me, all them motherfuckers, I ain't saying all of them gonna be there. Because I told Ronnie Brown, don't never say who's going to be there because we don't know. That's just some of the known names that might be there along with a bunch of more because I hear about three or four motherfuckers might come out of Alabama. But this is what I'm going to say. If, and a lot of motherfuckers going to say, dog, you must have bumped your motherfucking head. But I'm going to say it. If Lethal Weapon get his shit together, ooh-wee. I like Lethal Weapon over anybody that's Lottie Dottie, any motherfucking G-body, including the white boys, and feel my main man. But if you get that Lethal Weapon thing, you think Tony Bynes and me, back in the day, used to have a damn whatever, I foresee two white motherfuckers beating the fuck out of each other. They gonna both turn them blue and black. Lethal Weapon and the white boys, I'm gonna see which one of them bitches gonna holler uncle. Cause that's gonna be some shit going on. And not to be outdone, and the reason I keep saying Tony Bynes, because you know he always liked to be in the mix of shit. So you know he going to have his nutty finger ass right in the middle of it. And Big Low, the way the Gangsta Boo beat your motherfucking ass and you kept coming back, I know you're going to be right in the goddamn mix too. So anyway, y'all, That's down there in goddamn February the 16th, the damn same damn time, brothers. That's running brown and goddamn it, car key, Mr. Slugfest. Always put on a good show. Now, that's just the shit you see for free. That's just the shit you see for free for coming up in there. They got three of the biggest motherfucking grudge races to ever come about. They got Dillinger going up against Big Hurt. Motherfucker, I'll pay double just to see Big Hurt make a goddamn pan cider, motherfucker, without breaking in the water bucket. We got Rambo going up against Lethal Weapon. Two damn near, they not brand new cars, but two goddamn freshen up cars. If Lethal Weapon fuck right and beat Rambo, I hope they got extra paramedics at the goddamn track, because goddamn Tony Bang gonna pass the fuck out if Lethal Weapon beat Rambo. Then, we got motherfucking the Moneymaker going up against Lil Rick. So, y'all, more to come with this here. But February, I put it this way, y'all. If half of this shit in February go off, what the hell you think the rest of the year going to hold? We won't have time to be around here acting like bitches talking about everybody and trying to shoot everybody down. We're going to be too busy goddamn trying to get these cars racing and running, y'all. So that's all I had to say about that. I'm going to take a small pause because I got to come back and say a couple of things about some shit. But I got to take a break because I'm tired. So Tight Man just said something for about 2 minutes. I got to catch my breath, man. Tight Man, talk to him. You hear my damn promo on this damn races, man?
Yeah, you done took a page out of damn Pro Stock book, but, you know, be careful who you talk about, because you may end up like them shit rub off.
You got that right, Tight Man. But anyway, I just wanted you to break the monotony up and put your motherfucking ass back on mute, because I need you later. I want to say something right now, y'all. I was listening. I don't know how I want to break into this segment here. I heard a show on the other Mississippi Joe show. I heard Mississippi Joe show the other week, and I like what he said. Mississippi Joe said we all need to get along and let bygones be bygones. So I'm gonna say this right now, Mississippi Joe. Me and you ain't been talking lately. We ain't been getting along lately. But we ain't been in each other way. I'm finna say it right now. I love you, brother. And that's all I'm gonna say on that. Mississippi Joe, my man. I love you. I ain't fucking with you, but I love you. Because I like some of the shit you do. And I'm gonna leave it to that by saying this here. Mississippi Joe said we all need to come together. And we all should be partners. But how in the heck can we come together when every other week we got people putting salt on an open wound? The wound ain't gonna never goddamn heal if you keep putting salt on it. If you keep dividing the damn wound and keep looking down at it and see if it's red down there, white meat or whatever, you ain't gonna do it. So with that being said, I'm gonna say one thing. I listened to a show last night, and one of the topics was, shit, dog, shut his goddamn mouth up. I'm gonna paraphrase it for you. Shit, dog, shut the fuck up and talk about racing. Or should he goddamn it keep on thinking he the damn sheriff to right all wrongs? Well, let me tell you what. And I'm going to say it in layman's terms today. This is dog, but this ain't the real dog. Motherfuck any bitch out there, unless it's Edwards Spike. That's Showtime. Showtime pays for this motherfucking show out of his pocket. Ain't now motherfucking bitch out there can tell me what the fuck to do on this show. I'm going to do what the fuck I want to do. If you don't like it, listen to my disclaimer that I did in the beginning of the show. Hang the fuck up and don't listen. Because until Showtime pull the plug on this motherfucker, and I still might pay for it my damn self, ain't nobody that's listening to me in the sound of my voice right now can tell me what the hell to do. So props out to Showtime, because Showtime pays for this show. And guess what? Even he can't tell me what the fuck to do. I appreciate that, because that's what a man do. If a man give you a show and tell you to do what you want to do, well, then just do that. Do what you want to do. Now, granted, I'm going to try to do the right thing. Don't get me wrong. I ain't disrespecting Showtime, but I appreciate Showtime. Well, send props out to you, Showtime. It was Spike. Showtime, if y'all don't know, my sponsor of this show. Ain't costing me a fucking quarter. And anything I ask him for, which I don't ask him for nothing, he'll give it to me. So props out to you, Showtime. I want to send another prop out to my man Atomic Dog. Down in motherfucking whatever part of Texas he's from, Houston, Dallas, all, whatever kind of part of Texas, that's Atomic Dog, Tracy Smith. Big Tracy, I can call him. Now that man, the reason I want to send props out to him, did his own fucking homework in his grudge game out here on the East Coast. Where he from, he's a big man. We didn't know a goddamn thing about him. He came out here on the East Coast and did his own homework, made his own name for him, for all y'all know him. Atomic Dog is what he's called. Tracy Smith. Is it Tracy Smith? Anyway, Tracy. I'm going to say, I ain't going to say, it might not be Smith. Anyway, I'm talking about Tracy. Atomic Dog out of goddamn, out in Texas. The reason I say I'm going to give him props. The wound I keep talking about, we pulling apart. That man had to sit up there and endure this shit. You got him pulling from one end to the other. If you don't know what I'm talking about, I'm going to put it out there and let the motherfuckers that know what I'm talking about think about it, talk about it, and do the right thing. Don't make a man like that choose sides. Don't make a man like that choose sides. Another big motherfucker I want to give props out to right now. Big Greg. Now that is one of the, fast man that I know since I've been in racing, Big Drag. I never really heard him go overboard, left or right, too far. You might have been him, but you couldn't have broke him. So Big Drag is another man I'm going to send props out to. Reason I'm going to send props out to him, I was listening to a show last night, and the man asked him a question. And I hate to say it, just because the man didn't answer the question the way he wanted him to answer it, he damn near got cussed out. But he didn't say nothing about it. He smiled and kept on going. I'm going to leave it at that. If you don't know what I'm talking about, I'm sorry. I can't explain to you. Another motherfucker I'm going to send props out to. And I know y'all getting tired of me, but I want y'all to listen to this shit because this might help somebody in this game because we are totally fucked up. We ain't coming together worth a damn. We pulling apart every fucking day. It's Big Claw. Now, when I seen that big tattoo head motherfucker, I just watched him. He was a big motherfucker with a heavy voice, and he carried himself like a real man. That's another man that I give respect to because I give respect to any man that, goddamn it, don't bite his tongue. But in not biting your tongue, goddamn, man, you have some restless nights you can't sleep. Because, goddamn it, you don't know which way to go. You don't know the shit or go blind. Big Club, Big Drag, two in the same. Y'all got a heavy load on your shoulders, brothers. God damn it, y'all got a heavy load. That's all I'm going to say. Anybody that don't know what I'm talking about, study your history. Another motherfucker I'm going to give props out to is my man out here, Big Ken. Oh, Kenny Ken, 007. God damn it, if you want to... If you want to advertise it, goddammit, and you don't want to pay for it, just tell Ken. She'll be on 40 radio stations and in 15 states. Just tell Big Ken. But, one thing I can say about Big Ken, goddammit, if you ask him a question in public, goddammit, he's going to tell you the goddamn answer that come off his goddamn mouth. You might not like it, but goddammit, he's going to tell it. He, too, got stuck in that same motherfucking situation the other night. Asked a question. They didn't like his answer. One more, and I'm finna leave y'all alone. Y'all already know about Wit, so I don't have to talk about my man Wit. Wit is one bad motherfucker, and I'm gonna just leave it at that. I know people don't like me to keep saying Wit a bad motherfucker, but until he do something stupid, he a bad motherfucker. It's last but not least. It's not last but not least, but it's all I'm gonna talk about because I'm getting tired of hearing my fucking self-talk. Torrey Davis. For all you bitches don't know who that is, that's Tyke Man. Y'all can say what you want about that pea-headed, onion-headed, big-lipped son of a bitch. That's a real motherfucker, y'all. You might not like him. A lot of y'all might not like him. You might talk about him. But Tyke Man, that motherfucker, goddamn, he gonna call a spade a spade. And if you don't like it, you don't like it. Yes, he gets overboard sometimes. Yes, he gets overbearing sometimes. But anyway, Tyke Man, that's what I'm going to leave it at that. What I'm doing is I call all them names I just called: Atomic Dog, Big Drag, Big Clog, Big Ken, Tight Man, Mississippi Joe. I said Mississippi Joe because I'm going to leave it at that. But y'all, the people I just called, between the people I just called, if all y'all stand the fuck up instead of lay the fuck down, trust me, this grudge game will get better quicker than it is now. Don't make me fight the fucking fight by my motherfucking self all the time. Stand up, goddammit. Stand the fuck up. That's all I'm going to say. Now, I got one more problem I got with a motherfucker. I got a problem. We say we all in this game together. We for all races. We for unity. My little buddy, BET. Y'all might know the little motherfucker. Aggravating summer bitch. But if you love everybody, he's a brother too. He's somebody's father, somebody's son. Give him another chance in this game here. Don't bar him from shit. If he get out of line, slap him in. Then you can do it. I always believe in giving a man enough rope to hang his motherfucking self. So, BET, if y'all don't like him, then just tell him. If if you get out of line, then boycott him if you want to try to boycott him. But you can't do that man like that. When you wanted him to act a fool, he act a fool. Now, goddamn it, because you can't pull his strings the way you want him to be pulled, you don't want to deal with him. That's a bunch of bullshit. Now, I ain't really called nobody's name directly. And I ain't through preaching, goddammit. Because I'm going to call some names directly the more I drink and the more I goddammit feel like I need to say it and listen to somebody stop me. So I'm going to go and open some mics up before I say some shit I need to not say. Because I'm pissed the fuck off, but I'm trying to be nice as I can and try not to hurt the damn grudge game no more than I might have hurt them. But I wouldn't be hurting them if you motherfuckers stopped being yes men. Don't forget your mirrors. Go sit down in front of your mirror. And any bitch ain't got a mirror. 404-353-3716. He'll deliver you a mirror to your house so you can look at yourself. Let me see what this motherfucker here wants. 662-0506. I just got started, but what you got to say about what I already fucking said?
My main, real man shit. I'm going to tell you, boy, you the best at this shit. And ain't no defense, because can't no motherfucker argue with what you just said, boy. Boy, I'm telling you, man, you must be damn psychic. I tell you, I believe you read every fucking body mind in the race game. Whether they want to admit to it, they've been wanting to say the same damn thing, probably at the same damn time.
You're a bad man.
Now, you're a bad mother. Shut your mouth.
I don't want you to pull on my weenie. I got old Tight Man Michael. Tight Man, I need you to be Tight Man, the real Tight Man today. I don't need no bullshit from Tight Man today because me and Tight Man been fighting all day. I got old Tight Man Michael. And everybody say, why you always over Tight Man Michael? Well, Tight Man is my man. Tight Man, how you doing, man?
What's going on, Doc?
Do I need to shut the fuck up?
No, well, you're handling yourself.
You're breaking up, Tight Man. You need to be in a good area because I got some emotion.
I
ain't.
I'm saying anything you want to say, keep going. You doing a good job.
All right, I want y'all to listen to this here, and I'm going to tell you who said it when I do it. Roses are red, nuts are round, skirts are up, panties are down. Belly to belly, skin to skin. When it's stiff, stick it in. You know who said that? You know who said that, Tight Man?
Who said that, dog?
My main man, BET. BET said, fuck him. When I get this dick hard, I'm sticking it in.
That's right.
What? Hey, that woo, I still got some of that woo. Y'all fought Running Brown about that shit. Hold up, man. I got y'all two motherfuckers on the phone now. People gonna get tired of me just monopolizing my own show, but I'm finna say something. Tony Bang.
Hold on, dog. Say that again. That's what you just said.
Oh, my show.
Oh, okay.
Our show.
I ain't even out
there. Our show. Okay, I'm finna say something, man. Tony Bang. Eric Robinson. Mississippi Joe. BET. Tight Man. Wild Man. Chris Mack. Fats. Lil Mo. Slime Time. Game Chase the Boo, Photo Cutlass, Willie Fuller, Jason LaRusso, Little Red Riding Hood. Y'all heard all that names I just called?
Yep.
Did y'all hear all the names I just called?
Yeah.
What do all them names got in common?
Grudge racer.
Anybody can tell me what all them names got in common?
Grudge racer.
All them motherfuckers were some bad motherfuckers because Willie Dog was with them. Goddamn, every time I touch someone, just like the goddamn Gucci lady, golden goddamn it egg. If I touch a motherfucker, they come to start them. I'm a bad bitch. I just don't last that long. Every motherfucker what? I named, they was A1 list. Do you realize, goddamn it, Tony Bynes wouldn't be Tony Bynes without a Willie Dog? Do you realize this shit? Eddie Robinson had a Photo Cutlass for goddamn 20 years. That's all the fuck he had. I touched him, he touched me, motherfucker, he went to the top. I don't fuck around with no scrubs, man. Anything
right.
I touch turn to gold. Bitches
that's
don't
right.
like it. I don't usually pat my back. Today I'm patting my motherfucking back. My arm damn near twisted now.
Go ahead, boy. Go ahead and take your coat off. Take your goddamn coat off. Take it off.
I'm patting my motherfucking back. Now, B.E.G.
Yeah.
I'm finna open another mic up because, motherfucker, I've been talking too much. Hold on a goddamn minute. 336-2546. Who is this? 336-2546. Who is this? Alright.
Just listen,
right.
Dog.
Huh?
Just listen.
Okay. Alright. No problem, my brother. I love you too. Press the one button and take your hand down now. Let me go up here and see what this man here got there. Tony Wright told me to call him, and I called him, and the motherfucker didn't answer the phone. Let me listen. 803-8945. Who is this? 803-8945. Goddamn. The man that was talking last night might be right. Ain't nobody on my goddamn show. Hey, but it's full. It's full. 561-7628. Talk. Hello? 561.
Oh, no, just listen, dog. I didn't even know I was in the queue, dog. Sorry about that.
You wasn't. You got your hand up, brother, but don't worry about it. I ain't mad with you. Just press the one button now and take your hand down, my brother. All right. Tight man.
What?
You and BET here with me? Y'all with me?
We with you, boy.
I want y'all to goddamn, I'm finna ride this motherfucker today till the wheels fall off. Now, I told y'all, it ain't too many motherfucking shows. What's happening is, if you ain't got shit to say, go on round that shit off and get the hell on out of there. The Titanic done motherfucking sunk. Don't keep on trying to hang on to this motherfucker. Like I said, as soon as I get all this off my chest, I'm getting the fuck off here and going finish getting fucking drunk. Cowboy just won all my goddamn money playing poker, so I'm broke. All I can do is go in there and cook me a bologna sandwich. I got me some bologna and cheese and a loaf of bread, though. So I ain't going to be too hungry now. And I don't mind giving me some goddamn soup. But I'm finna throw one more at y'all. And I want you to tell me what's going on, since everybody seems to be scared, because everybody on the edge of their seat think I'm finna talk about them. I ain't gonna talk about you yet. Let's not get mad. Everything has a price, but everything is not for sale. All right, my two boys, since y'all the only ones got your hands up, what y'all think about? Oh, hold on a minute. Let me see who this person wants to say something. I ain't want to leave nobody out. 706-0599. Who is this?
Hey, dog, how you doing? You and Tight Man and
Is that Buck Nick?
Yeah,
y'all know that. Oh, man, now that's another real motherfucker, but they got his motherfucking ass backed into a corner, so. Backed into a corner. Sometimes he gets scared to say what the fuck he want to say, but Buck Naked, I don't give a fuck about the stripper pole. Get on that goddamn stripper pole, and if that bitch pay you, if your motherfucker pay you, man, get that money and fuck whoever don't like you on the stripper pole.
Hey, they better let the old lady kick me on that pole, I guess.
Y'all talk to Buck Daddy, man. Y'all talk to Buck Daddy. I gotta go take a piss.
Oh, hey, Buck Daddy.
I was talking for real, and I thought you bullshit. He can come out and get drunk on the show, don't
he? Hey, he can do that.
I'm headed home now, boy. I'm going home to get some Alizé so I can get ready for the show tonight. But, dog, I got a good topic going on tonight. Sound pretty good, dog. Making some points on some things, and I'm just listening in, see what y'all are talking about. Just want to say hello, and they all know his buddy Joe and them down there. He's talking about his get home, boy.
Yeah, I got to show me before you can tell me. I'm going to call a spade, and all you can do is respect me for calling it.
The only way I pay for the fuck out
there. I know you know what to do, brother.
Paul,
is that you, nephew? 2900?
Yeah, that's Kevin.
Hey, Teddy. Now, why he come on the phone and don't say nothing? Push the button, but a big head, cut up head, son of a bitch. That's all right. Buck Naked. Sam 06-0599. Buck Naked, that's you from Alabama. Press the one button and take yourself off mute or whatever you're doing.
Okay. All right, dog, I take myself off.
All right, Buck Naked, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Well, since you brought your motherfucking big bubblehead ass over here to the lounge, then I'm finna put your motherfucking ass on the hot seat. And if you don't want to answer, motherfucker, make like your goddamn microphone went off. Why the fuck y'all don't let BET come on y'all's show?
BET has been on my show. What the hell are you talking about?
Well, the last time BET came on your show, what happened, BET?
Not on my show. The show
cut off.
The goddamn show cut the fuck off.
You damn right. Somebody cut our show off.
Hey, they didn't want BET. They didn't want BET, goddamn it, on that motherfucker.
I wish BET had came on the show today, but since he on this motherfucker, I ain't got nothing to hide. I'm gonna bust motherfuckers' nuts wide open. Now listen, tight man, tell me the shit.
Then
Tight Man gonna get in trouble because the first thing they're gonna say, Tight Man, why you let him talk all that shit? Well, that Tight Man can't stop it if it's the truth now. What you think about that? Is any defense against the truth, Buck Naked? See, Buck Naked from Alabama, he don't know how to carry on a conversation on a good show.
He got right. That shit right.
All right, I'm gonna go ahead. I ain't unmuted, though. I'm gonna leave him on. Tully hit again. Tully! What you want?
Yeah, dog. My pop, doggy dog. What's up with you?
Man, I know you don't give a damn. That's one thing about you. You don't give a damn about telling a motherfucker to kiss the left side of your ass either. What's up, brother?
Yeah, ain't that much. You got that right. I had to call listen in today. I didn't hear that show yesterday. I went back on the internet and listened to it. Oh, my goodness.
It was fucked up, wasn't
it? The hell do they have to talk about over there? They must have got shit to talk about.
Right. We ain't going to dog them yet. We ain't going to call no names yet. But this is what I'm finna say. A man, Mike Hill. Everybody know Mike Hill. Now, that's one thing that reason I'm pissed off. I'm going to tell you why I'm pissed off. I ain't pissed off because you talked about dog. I ain't pissed off because you talked about Mike Hill. I'm pissed off because you didn't get dog on the phone to defend himself, nor did you get Mike Hill. So if neither one of them motherfuckers on the phone, the way you was insinuating shit and talking about them, that's a bunch of bullshit. That's all I'm going to say. That's a bunch of bullshit. Now, if anybody come
well,
on in. Yeah, go ahead,
Tully. I don't see how the shit he was saying relevant to whatever, to goddamn grudge racing.
That's what I'm getting at. If you're trying to goddamn it, mend a fence, why the fuck you using paper nails, man? Why the fuck you using paper nails? You know, as soon as it rained, the motherfuckers going to goddamn it fall down. So then I'm going to ask you this here, Tully, since you a smart motherfucker. Everybody thinks you kind of dumb now. We used to thought Tight Man was dumb, but we know. Why is it you bitching with these plats and they're kind of dumb? You and BET. But so y'all got to prove y'all ain't dumb, so I'm finna send y'all bitches to school.
Everything has a price. I like when they think I'm dumb.
Okay, hold on a minute now. You got to answer this question. And the only way you can get out of school is you got to answer these questions. Everything has a price, but everything is not for sale. What that mean?
Shit, man, you can't buy everything.
All right. What you said, BET, you plat up head bastard?
Yeah, all that money you got, goddamn it, it'll soon leave. You try to pay for every goddamn thing, pay a motherfucker to stay on your team. You run out soon, sooner than you think.
All right, Tight Man, now you heard both of them people say something. What, do you believe any one of them said anything that was worthwhile, Tight Man?
Yeah, they said some good stuff. They said some good stuff.
All right, let me get this other call on there, because this might be a motherfucker. Oh, he didn't went up. I thought that was Mac. I know y'all don't want Mac to come on this motherfucker, because y'all know it's Mac coming on this motherfucker.
Mac need to come on. I went back and listened to that shit, though.
Hey, let me ask you a question, Tully. I don't want you to call no name. I just want to make sure it wasn't me. Now, I already done called and checked myself out. But Tully, was that some bullshit, though?
That was some straight up bullshit.
Alright. For all y'all that don't know who
stuff,
what I'm talking about.
Hey,
I ain't gonna tell them. I'm gonna tell you this. Go back and listen to the show, but go ahead, Ty.
No, this is what I was going to say. That's just like a question was asked, should you change the way you do your show, or should you continue to do it, whatever the question was, right?
Yes, sir.
This is the catch. That's their show. However they want to run that show, let's just respect the way they want to run it and keep it moving.
I'm going to keep it moving, but when you are direct a lot of shit or imply a lot of shit about me type man, I'm going to imply and direct a little bit of it back at you. I just want to make sure. See, what I'm saying is, type man, what you're saying is the way you should do it. That's the political answer. We shouldn't try to damage it because you hit me, I'm going to hit you back, because we're just going to be hitting each other back all day. But my thing I'm trying to say, we need other people besides just the motherfuckers that's on the phone now to speak up to these motherfuckers and start saying the shit and do the right thing. Then we won't have to have these bitch-ass damn radio shows that we have in it and acting like hoes and shit on there. We wouldn't have to have that shit because men would not be men. That's what the problem is. I don't care who you is. Don't no motherfucker in reality like a yes man. Because you know why? Because if you say yes to him, you say yes to another motherfucker too. Give me a motherfucker that's going to stand up in my face and tell me, dog, tell me the truth. I can live with that type, man.
Yeah,
right. If I'm saying anything wrong, type tell
man,
me because I need to know.
Type man, wait, when you got that, when you got the question asked to you, what was your answer? About the tuna getting paid, cause the comments should it get reversed, kicked back, and come to his show, all that kind of stuff.
He didn't ask that.
Okay.
All right now I'm finna show y'all right now.
Tight had a goddamn cap to fit his head though. He couldn't. He had to go on somewhere else. Goddamn, that's tight.
Okay, I'm finna give y'all something else. See, I told you my show. And I told y'all in the beginning, everybody going to try to tell me what my show about. I told you my show is about knowledge. And I try to give you young guys or you some older guys that don't know about knowledge. I ain't going to pull no punches. That's because I don't have no alliance to nobody where I got to pull punches. I'm getting paid to go on one side or another. I can go anywhere I want to go. So whatever I do is on me. But I'm going to give you something right now to put in your goddamn bank. And all this shit I'm giving y'all, if y'all can't remember it, go back and listen to the show again and write this shit down. Never, never negotiate out of fear, but never fear to negotiate. Now, goddammit, you know who said that? Don Fitzgerald Kennedy, when he was finna fuck Cuba up. Never negotiate out of fear, but never fear to negotiate. Now, Tyke, man, I want you to be the first motherfucker. That's a strong statement. Tell me what the fuck that means.
Never make a deal if you scared of a motherfucker, but at the same time, that same person, if you never be afraid to ask for what you need to make you satisfied or content.
Nephew, what you think that mean, nephew?
I think it mean hell. Don't be scared when you're going in negotiations, and don't be scared of who you negotiating with.
Damn right.
Yeah, that's about the way you said. BET, what you think, brother?
Don't make a deal with the devil. And you know you're a motherfucking devil.
No. That's what I'm trying to say. They just go to show you. Tully got it by close. In other words, don't never be scared to goddamn negotiate with a bitch. But don't be goddamn scared of the motherfucker either. So
hey,
Tully
got
it close. Oh, that's
hey.
Close enough.
No.
Yes, sir.
I mean, not J-Boy. I didn't mean to say that. They got you so screwed up, you keep on goddamn calling me Tully. Everybody.
All right, okay. You know, I like that name. I like to call you that, Telly.
Hey.
I mean, Telly, you know, I like that. That's your nickname. Okay, I'm going to call you nephew.
You don't want to get him on because he didn't get you on?
Well, then I ain't call no name.
I wish I was listening to that goddamn show last
night.
Hey,
I ain't call no name. Who I'm talking about? I ain't call no name.
Nephew, if you had been on, You wouldn't have got a chance to speak, because hell, he was selective pressing the motherfucker who he wanted to ask him get questions to. Because like I said, I had hit the one button. Shit, you think you heard me on that?
My damn one button. But I can't even see right now. I'm pressing so many times.
Dog,
mashed
that goddamn one button. I bet you 75 times. Goddamn.
Hey, I'm gonna tell y'all right now. The show is full. So evidently, you know what? Everybody a little leery and they a little scared. They just listen to us discuss this shit and see how much we gonna fuck up or how much we gonna do. But see, anything I say on here, I can bag up because I don't lie about nothing on here.
Well, like I said, you know,
have pertaining to grudge racing and
Well, like I said, I called
in the show to get out, you know, see what's going on in the racing world and see who's racing who and who.
Tight man.
Yeah.
Get that person we didn't plan on. I wanna bring him to the forefront. Get that person we didn't plan on the phone if you don't mind. If you think. Don't call him. Shut up, BT. I told you that's how you get it.
I already know. I ain't gonna. Man, shit. I think I give a fuck.
Let me get my boss back on the phone. He just text me some good shit. He might want to talk. I don't usually put him on because he'd be working. Showtime, you got something you want to express, my brother? Showtime.
Yeah, you there?
Yeah, man. Go ahead, brother.
Oh, no. I was just going to comment on the part where, you know, they're saying don't fight fire with fire. But when you're not, you know, when you're not given the opportunity to respond to something that involves you, there's nothing wrong with rebuttals, man. There's nothing wrong with that.
Damn, you agree with that, nephew?
Quick mailbox that has not been set up yet.
Okay, I got you, Tag Man. They ain't answering. Okay. Hey, we got some intelligent people on this front phone. BET might be the best of them all because he's from Mississippi. Only because Mississippi, you know, but.
Who got their phone on speakerphone?
Yeah, take it off speakerphone. I hear that background noise. You right. Is that you, Showtime? That the nephew? Showtime or nephew?
That ain't me.
That
was on mute.
That ain't me. Does it sound like I'm echoing?
Yeah.
Yeah, you messing up there, Showtime.
How about now?
All right. Whatever you're doing now, just stay where you're at. Hey, Emancipation Proclamation. Emancipation Proclamation. Can anybody on the phone tell me what that is?
Sound like when you can't go to the bathroom or something.
Oh, come on, man. I'm serious now. That's just going to show you now. You know what the Emancipation Proclamation is?
Proclamation. That's when they ended slavery.
Now, I'm thinking BET, the dumbest bitch on the phone, but he goddamn sure right. That's when Abe Lincoln freed the motherfucking slaves. I'm thinking BET was the dumbest bitch on the phone. Now, the reason I said that because we always fight about who is what. Now, do you all know that the Virginia and all them people in North Carolina, they was doing all the fighting? And it was signed by the forefathers. I just got my daughter just told me they were signed by the forefathers. I don't know who they was. I think it's Jefferson Davis and George Washington or some motherfuckers anyway. But that was Abe Lincoln. I tell you what I'm going to do, BET, since you so goddamn smart. I'm gonna give somebody $100. $100. And this is, write this number down so you can call and get your $100. Hold on, let me get my damn thing out here. Write this number down, everybody. I got a contest I'm going to give you. And if you answer this here question, I'm going to give you $100. Take this number down, y'all. 404-353-3716. Now, you call that number right there, and you're going to get $100 if you can answer this question. If anybody that's out there on the phone right now, anybody can tell me what day and time that Abe Lincoln died, you got $100. Anybody out there tell me what day and time Abe Lincoln died, I'm going to give you $100. Just make sure you call this number, 404-353-3716. Now, if you don't do it in the next 2 or 3 seconds, I ain't going to let you have it because what you're going to do is go try to look it up on the internet right quick. If you get close, I'm going to give it to you. If you want to take a shot at it. BET says she was so damn small. Take a shot at it, BET. Oh, shit, I might have a historian on the goddamn phone. 225-8031, who is this?
It's Corey.
What's up, Corey? If you got the answer to this motherfucker, you got $100. Who is it? What is it?
April 15th, 1865.
What time?
Shit, I don't know. 24 hours within a day.
All right, Big Corey almost got it. God damn it. Corey, well, how did you know? I told you I needed to know the date and the time. You had the date and you had the date right, but you didn't know the time. So how did you know that, Corey?
I Googled it.
Oh, shit. You sorry as shit. Now I'm finna get a motherfucker on here that's finna take over the goddamn show, but the damn is too late now. But that's one of my inspirations, though. Because, goddamn it, I try to tell him, do what the fuck you want to do and fuck him. Pro Stock Jones!
I need that 100, doctor. It's about
7 o'clock in the morning
on April 15th, 1865. No, he didn't tell you. He told you the time. It was 7 o'clock in the morning.
I did. I said, give me the time and the date. And then you still wrong about the time.
He died at 7:22, April 15th, 1865.
But see, Pro Sox Joe doesn't Google it right quick. See, he think he
was
going to
do it.
I just watched this on the History Channel
the other night. I just watched it. Hey, tell him how long ago I text you the answer.
you text me the answer about maybe 45 seconds ago, maybe to a minute.
Well, guess what, then? That's the man to get the money from. Did nobody catch it? The phone number I'm giving out to get your money from.
Yeah, I already knew. I knew.
Hey,
hold on a minute. Hey, Corey.
Huh?
Hey, Corey.
Yeah.
Hey, where you from, man?
Baton Rouge, Louisiana.
Oh, man. All right. So y'all boys going to be down in Lena, Mississippi this week? In February there?
Yeah.
All right, Corey, we appreciate it. Anybody you want to send a shout out to? Anybody you want to send something to? Oh, booming all the boys down there, anybody?
No, I just want to say good show and just on the topic.
All right, appreciate it, Corey. All right, Pro Stock Joe, your mic open now, and some of the reason why I'm vetting all this shit is because of you, boy. You part of the reason I'm vetting this shit. Because, goddammit, you come out with some good shit, and as soon as they bend your ass over the barrel, you goddammit change up. So, goddammit, stop being on the bad. They don't like what the fuck you're doing. Fuck them. That's all I got to say. Nightman.
What?
I want everybody right there to get your mirror. And I'm finna tell you something. The eyes are the windows to your soul. You got to learn how to draw your curtains. Eyes are the windows to your soul. You got to learn how to draw your curtains. Can anybody tell me what the fuck that mean?
The eyes tell the story, dog. You can look in a man's eyes when he's lying. You can look in his eyes if he owes you. You can look in his eyes and most of the time if a person is in the wrong, they can't look in the eyes. If they lying or they stole from you, they done anything. The one thing they can't do is look in the eyes, but they can tell you every spot on your tennis shoes.
Now, goddammit, y'all heard that now. I wish Tyke Man hadn't said it, goddammit, but that's a powerful goddamn statement now. So what you mean, what it means by you got to learn how to draw your curtains, what that mean?
You got to learn how to what?
Draw your curtains. They say the eyes are the windows of your soul, but you got to learn how to draw your curtains.
Do like BET and Chones do, put some damn shades on to close your eyes. Be good at what you do. That's the part of a con man. That motherfucker can look you directly in your eyes and tell you he got a bridge in damn Alabama he want to sell you. And he present it so well to you be like, yeah, I'm going to give you $2 for that damn bridge.
Hey, really? Hey, okay. Hey, Pro Stock Joe.
Yeah.
I got to admit, man, when you say I'm going to debate myself and start doing it, Pro Stock, I fell out the fucking chair again yesterday, man. You wasn't crazy motherfucker, ProStock. ProStock, well, okay, you bitch, you won't hit the one button? I'd debate my goddamn self. But then, ProStock, you fucked up only one thing you did yesterday, what you fucked up on. Now, Type Man, what did you fuck up on?
Over than Johnny Mike.
How the hell are you going to argue with a motor on, Joe? How the hell you gonna? Y'all sitting on the phone and argue with a motor over 2 hours. But Johnny, my man. But goddamn, that Johnny ain't got the damn. Johnny, you put Johnny Brain in a mockingbird, that bitch will fly backwards.
I'm gonna tell you what happened, dog.
Now, hold on a minute now. I'm wrong, Type Man. Hold up. I'm wrong, Type Man. Type Man, I'm dead wrong. I'm dead wrong, Type Man. I'm gonna tell you what I'm wrong. And 3-1. No!
Yeah, dog, what's up,
Mick
Dog? What's happening?
What's up, Johnny?
I ain't just listening to y'all crazy asses on the show.
All right, well, Johnny, hold on, Johnny, because you know we can make a whole show about you, but so hold on for a minute. Let me do
that. He had to do it.
Hold on, Johnny. 786-0315, go ahead. 786-0315. Go ahead. All right, he was just listening, I assume. Go ahead. Hey, Janet, one thing about you, Janet, I got to admit now. I'm going to be honest with you, Janet. You are arguing with a goddamn it. You are arguing with a stop sign. But goddamn it, Close to October said he can't just ignore you and don't let you on. So we have to let your goddamn ass on. You ain't no dumbass, but you a little stupid, though, Janet.
No, that shit ain't. I just be having a good time, man, talking shit.
Yeah. Well, then, Tony Wright called me, and I couldn't get back with him. Tight man, if you don't mind, see, can you get Tony Wright? Because I don't want to say the motherfucker say I ignored him and shit. Because I heard him on Pro Talk Joe show the other day talking shit like he was a bear. You know, he got a show coming up, so that means he coming to everybody's show.
send me his number, dog.
Hey, y'all, Pro Talk Joe, get him on the phone if you can, Joe. Yeah, man. But no, man, I had to. Nephew, you still on the phone, nephew?
Hey,
yeah, I'm still here, dog.
Hey, Tight Man.
No. Okay, I
just want to
know you
were
still
there. Tight Man. Hey, dog, I want Tight Man to know I passed every damn test I took here in Kansas. I took 11 different tests and passed every goddamn one of them.
All right, well, you might pass them long as they're not oral. If they oral test, you can't pass them.
No.
Turn the paper upside down now.
Hey, Johnny, congratulations to you, brother. I'll say congratulations. That means,
I ain't done what you thought I was.
No, anybody can piss in a cup. I just didn't know you could pee 8 hours.
Hey, Tight Man, stop the bullshit. You and your mother ain't gonna be going to stop that bullshit.
Tight Man, quit.
She can tell you what we go through.
Quit, he can spell his name.
Hey, y'all, hold on for a second. Pro Stock Joe, you still on the phone?
Yes, sir.
We got a different listening audience. So you want to tell us about February the 2nd? I didn't elaborate on February the 2nd. You want to tell us something about February the 2nd, brother?
Oh, hell yeah. Yeah, we got to have some fun in the sun, goddammit. I mean, this thing is growing by the day, dog. Last night, Nod and the Florida boys, Jimmy Moreno and the Silver Bullet, they coming back out, and they got some unfinished business with Purple Rain. Somebody at the last time those two guys met up, I don't want to tell nobody business, but it was a lot of chaos. It was somebody pulled something out their pocket, and I don't know what it was. And I was hiding in the tower. I thought it was gonna be some explosions or fireworks. Got there, but it got really, really exciting, and that's because, you know, one guy rode through the lights, and the other guy went down the track and stopped and getting ready to back up, and Nard ran down the track and told him, go, and people had to get paid, and the DP man didn't know how to make the call, and everybody, so it was crazy. I was a DP man, by the way, but anyway.
I was under duress. Okay, Joe. What? Now that that's in the past, what was the right call? I want to see. Do you have a set? What was the right call?
What was the right call?
Yeah.
You know what, that time, I don't remember all the money, but I know what I originally said was, I originally thought y'all should have got paid. That's what I originally thought, but until I went back and I looked at it again and I seen some more stuff, but that was my first call that y'all should have got paid. That was my first call.
It should have been a no raise because the light got fucked up because people were stepping in and it just automatically tying them out and red lighted the motherfucker.
And I did not know that piece. See, that's what I did not know. I did not know that way. That's eventually what I did call.
Joe, I'm going to let you get back if you want to talk some more about this here. But I gotta say something about my man Chuck G. Chuck G got, you know, he got a little thing. I gotta play for him. So y'all bear with me. This is a little thing that Chuck G just sent me, y'all. Y'all bear with me.
Yo, it's your boy Chuck G.
That's right.
If you want that theme song for your race car, hit me up. If you got a call out for someone, hit me up. If you want it to sound like this, hit me up.
Bang, 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 bang.
Bang, bang, bang. You can't beat the price. That's why I got prices on the low low. It's your boy Chuck G. You get that quality work in HD. That's right.
Not a bank robber, but a grudge killer. Tell me how you think. We got that grudge game locked for the prime time. They call him Pizza Man.
Pizza Man. Hit me up. 561-313-7874.
All right, that was my boy Chuck G there. He do a lot, boy. And I got to admit now, he got some pretty good little rhythm to that shit. But some of it, you know, it's all right, man. He do all right if you tell him what you want. So with that being said, Pro Talk Joe, go ahead if you ain't finished, man. I'm sorry.
Yeah, so hopefully we got a clean race out this time. And that silver car and that purple car, and that's going to be hot to death. And then Big Sexy, one of the baddest backhands, starting at Bradenton last year, Jim McFadden has been on a chair. And he done went through the whole backhand world, and now he wants to start 2013 off the same way. And he's going to take on the Strawberry Boys, but he called them the Strawberry Boys. He said, that I told him their name was Strawberry. He told me don't call him Strawberry. He said their name is Strawberry until they face him. He said they're going to be red in the ass. They're going to have to, you know how Strawberry is red? So their ass, he's going to be red because he's going to, it's a red going to do something to him. So that's why they're going to be red. So anyway, they're Strawberry Boys until Jim McFadden says so. Otherwise, and he's going to take on Baldy. Baldy said he wants some get back. Big Chief said it's going to be the year of redemption. So these boys going to be down there. The back half's going to be down there hot and heavy. And, my man Nimrod with that Nova down there. Him and I can't think of his name. What's his name? What's the boy's name? Nimrod Nova.
I don't know.
Nimrod.
Blackman.
Randy Blackman. He got the distinction in 2012. For the most talk out ever paid in one day. He paid out $2,578.13 on one day at Bradenton. He paid talk out. Oh, God. I mean, everybody, man, there was a long line. I thought they were going there for food. They was there for talk out money. All that, God damn. What the hell? And you know, because you know what? I fell in love with Randy Blackman. He came on my damn show, called out the Black Boy. Call out Big Ball Factor, call out Sid and Goldie, and call out there and talk about it. I said, God damn. Ain't nobody ever called out all them people at one damn time before. So we was going to
be down.
Okay, man, he paid out all the goddamn punk out money. He said he wants to get back now. He wants all the boys to get it. Hopefully they show up. He's going to do his thing. Then we got the big one. We got the Big Hurt. Big Hurt said, he want Rambo. Rambo's a little wrecked up right now. I don't know. But Tony Bryant is going down there, and he's going to do his thing as usual. But then we got the good one. We got the people's champ. Mr. Bang, bang, bang himself. Going in the battle against the 187 gangster. Now, Mississippi Joe always said, gangsters don't dance, they boogie. And Mike Trevino was down there at Bradenton just making laughs. God damn, he was making laughs. I mean, he was making it look easy, but he looked just as good as either one of them cars, Tony Wright and Mr. Posse. Now, both of them make terrific passes. Both of them look extremely good, but Mike Trevino was not impressed with either one. As a matter of fact, He went and slapped Mr. Five Feet in the mouth and told him to get to the line. Mr. Five Feet said, don't do it. I'm home, man. I'm going to race your ass. But anyway, his car was broke, so he couldn't do it. But I'm telling you what he said. They will get it done. That will be some fun stuff. We're going to have a big wheel tire contest, too. $500. We're going to have three trophies for them big tires, the booming system down in the Florida Center. And if there's any pretty girls, then we're going to give out $100 bills. I know that. But anyway, also, we're going to have $3,000 up. Any big tire car, any power adder, any combination. Wow. Any big tire car, any combination. We definitely gonna give away $3,000 for those guys. And everybody got small tires on. $1,500. We did not forget the small tire guy. 29 Mercury Mars or below any power adder. Come and get that money. Free entry for both of those things. EGRA, Hell in the Sun, the Winterfest, Bradenton Motorsports Park.
Okay,
to do,
Joe, what time the gates open? Do you have a rain date?
The gates open at noon on Saturday. And if it should happen to rain, if it should, then we're going to do it on Sunday morning at 9 o'clock.
All right. Appreciate that, Joe. That's doggone at PBR down in West Palm Beach down there, February the 7th, NGRA, y'all. But anyway.
Wait a minute, dog. Wait a minute. Before we move on now, I don't usually say this because I'm in the company of my wife right now, but Chuck G just sent me a text. He said, tell dog he need to come on down. Plenty of white women for him. That's what he said. I just read it. I did not make that up. That's what he said.
Dyke Man.
Yeah, what's up with it, Doc?
Bobby Child just fucked you up with Janet.
With who?
Bobby Child just fucked you up with Janet.
He said
he passed all 11 of his tests. Bobby Child said the only reason he passed them, it wasn't no right or wrong answer. They just asked him the goddamn questions.
He told me that too, and I'm living the same, but I forgot. But he told me that too. Sorry, Bobby.
Yeah, man. But anyway, and I hope y'all heard at the beginning of the show, Bobby got new sponsorship down in you. Hold on. If Bobby on the damn phone, if you on the phone, press the one button, you big head black bastard. Bobby can tell
hey,
you.
Hey, bro, stop. Bro, stop.
Yeah.
I got a disturbing phone call today. Say a small block G body drawed on a big block G body in Florida.
Hey, oh, no, no, it didn't. Who did it?
I ain't gonna be the one to start rumors, you know.
Well, goddamn, you just did, motherfucker. What the fuck you just did? Hold on. Hey, y'all be quiet. Hold on, Joe. Hold on, Joe.
Yes, sir.
I need you to introduce the top sportsman champ.
Uh-oh.
Y'all be quiet, man. Ladies and gentlemen, introducing the top sportsman, heavyweight champ, Bobby Gold.
How y'all doing?
What's up, Bobby?
Well, ain't nothing much there. Thank you, Mr. Big Head, Funkin' Ass Head Joe. That's his new
name. Hold up, Bobby.
Huh?
It's a new year. It's a new year, and that man always give you a proper introduction. And that's all you got to say about him?
I'm giving him a proper introduction. I'm giving him a proper introduction. His new deal is me and somebody else was talking, and we tried to come up with him a name. We started to come up with Watermelon, but we didn't want to do that, so we didn't want to sign, you know, all the way. So we decided to call him Pro Stop Punkinhead Joe. So that's his new name for whatever we want to call it. You want to give him a name, you give him one. That's the name I gave him. Pro Stop Punkinhead Joe.
You called me and told me you was going to call him Cantaloupe Head. Now, when did you change?
A Cantaloupe Head? Man, you ever seen a cantaloupe? Shit, you can't put no cantaloupe. Joe, shit, man, Joe head too big for a cantaloupe. You ain't never seen Joe head?
Well, Hey, Bobby, didn't I tell you, Type Man, I'm going to slap you too? Bobby, go ahead and tell the official news first, man. Then you can start booing.
Oh, yeah. Like I said, that was some of the things that you were saying about fear. You know, you're talking about don't have fear and the fear, and that's one of the things that we did when we pursued this sponsorship. We went in, and I didn't fear what the answer was going to be. But we did get a sponsorship from Budweiser to sponsor the U.S. Not King Dragway. So we're going to you'll be seeing the banners and stuff going up. So I do appreciate it. It can be done, dog. All you got to do is just play your cards right. Just don't give up and keep trying. The sky's the limit. But, there's some things that you have to go through. But, hey, I thank God. First thing I want to thank God for it because, give me the knowledge and how to act and how to go about and pursue this sponsorship. But we did get it. So, like I said, we're working out the details. And so, hoping with the sponsorship, we'll be able to make some improvement to the track. So, and we will be making some improvement anyway. So, I want to say thank y'all. Thank y'all very much. And thank you, Pro Stop, Pumpkinhead Ass Joe.
Hey, look here. I want all y'all in. Just to be quiet. And if you got background noise, mute your phone. I'm gonna put somebody on the spot that ain't in the queue, but I'm gonna put them on the spot because I like the way they talk. I think they're a good person and they're good for the game. I'm gonna put them on the spot. So if I open their mic up and they don't and they got noise and they don't hear me because they didn't raise their hand, I'm gonna make them raise their hand. 512-6563 Tracy, can you hear me? Atomic Dog. You don't want to say that, okay.
I'm here,
Hey, Tracy, how you doing, man? As you know, I don't know if you heard the first part of my show, but you heard me telling about how you came out on the East Coast and did your homework and got the hope. And I know a big part of that was Pro Stock joining the NGRA helping you out because, like I said, we didn't even know who the hell you was, but you came out here and you did your stuff. So do you just want to give us some words of wisdom from your mouth to the racers out here?
Well, first off, dog, it's just, I'm never going to get away from, we got to all try to work together, and most important thing that carries on is from shows to shows, and sometimes some of the negativity. All in all, man, it's grudge racing. People going to go where they want to go, going to do what they want to do. All we should be concerned about is supporting each other races and trying to get out to each other and have some fun, man. That's what it's all about in the end. Each and every one of us, as we age and get older, we try to pass something on to some of these younger guys, and they're going to pass it on to other younger guys that ain't come. So we need to work on examples that we're trying to leave behind. I hear you speaking. I know I've been around 29 years doing this, and you've been around about 40-plus years doing it, and some other guys have been around for a long time. You see the game has changed over the years, and it looks like instead of getting better, it's getting worse. So we sometimes see some of the young folks do some things in some other areas away from drag racing. We got wisdom now, and we try to give them advice and tell them not to do what they do based on our experience. Here we are, been in this game for a long time, and we can't get it right even today coming up in 2013. And what I like to see is for us to try to get away from it. It's like everybody's waiting on each other to let it go. It's each and every one of us responsibility to do it within our heart, what we think is the best thing, and to try to work together across the board. And that's what it's all about for us grudge racing. It's one group of grudge racers, just like it's one NGR, meaning student, it's one NHRA, it's one ADRL. We are just grudge racers, period. So we gotta find ways to work together, man. And each person got to look within inside themselves and say, I'm not going to carry it on. I'm just going to keep it straight down the middle and let it be about grudge, and that's it.
All right, you got a show coming on pretty soon, ain't you? Don't you, Tracy?
Yeah, my show come on, dog, at 8 o'clock Eastern time and 7 o'clock Central time, and that number is 646-200-4419. And down this way, I'm gonna be talking about is Run With Your Brung still a part of the game, and is shootouts good for the game? Because sometimes people get mixed up, find out that it's a lot of stipulations in the game. People don't like always Run With Your Brung. what's the deal? Years ago, what's wrong with LeBron today? It's got a little bit of a little twist to it with stipulations. And as I see, sometimes these shootouts, it don't be a lot of grudge racing all the time. We have to give the fans who come out and spend their money some kind of entertainment. And those shootouts is a form of great entertainment for the game. So if y'all have time, chime in at 7 o'clock East, Central Time, 8 o'clock Eastern Time. We like to hear your input coming from the other side of the world.
Well, you ain't got to do nothing to get Pro Stock Joe there, goddamn it. Goddamn it, he'll talk that whole goddamn 2 or 3 hours, and he love that kind of shit you just said then. No, Tracy, we appreciate it, man. Like I always say, man, you always got something to say. You ought to run for fucking president because you know how to goddamn get them right answers, man, in the public. But we appreciate it, Tracy.
Ain't no problem. Thank you, man.
All right, let me see. Can I get another motherfucker on here? Didn't press the one, but
I'm looking at making it on
those. Hey, Big Kid, what you doing? You selling parts, man? 007?
Yeah, I'm selling parts. I'm selling parts.
All right, man, we heard some words of wisdom from the guys out in Texas. Give some of that goddamn Mississippi gumbo, man.
Oh, I've been listening to your show, the whole show, dog. You know, like I say, you're exactly right on what you said today on your topic. And the people that you call, they're carrying a lot of weight on their back, man. And a lot of these guys on these talk shows, you know, if you don't give them the answer that they want, they kind of push you on off and, you know, go to the next person. If you notice, a lot of them push me off and don't let me get my whole topic, my whole statement out, what I want to say. But, you know, it is what it is, man. This grudge game now, it done took a big turn since I got in the grudge game and trying to make a statement out here for myself with that little truck, you know. But I tell you what, 2013, man, I'm going to make a statement with that little truck because that's the last thing I do.
I wanted to get you on that, man. I heard you the other night on another show, and I like how you stand up for yourself. Even you know, any man that can stand up for himself, I mean, I got much respect for him, and I had much respect for you the other night when you stood up for yourself. Not because you might have did what I wanted you to do. You did what you thought was right for you.
Hey, dog. One thing about King Kennedy, I'm my own man. You never see me get loud or crazy unless somebody step on my toes. Other than that, I try to maintain myself as a respectable gentleman out here in this grudge war.
Well, kid, I'm going to make a joke on you now. They can't step on your goddamn toe. Ain't no fucking way in the world they can get to them toes with that stomach snicket out there.
Oh, yeah, dog, they can. It's just like one of them girls trying to get on this thing and ride it. You'll be amazed when I look at how that bitch go flat.
Kid, I'll play to see that, man.
All you got to do is have a little party, goddamn, and I'm going to show you something that waterfall boy can do.
All right, okay, we're going to let you go. All right, King, going back to work, man.
All right, then, dog. I'll be good, man.
All right, Tight Man, I need to talk to my man, Realtree. If Johnny Realtree out there pressed the one button, if he ain't Tight Man, I'm going to go to the private room and get my man, Realtree. So y'all take the show there for a minute.
All right. Pro Stock Joe.
Oh, hold on a minute. I ain't got to do it. He on there. Hold on a minute. Hey, Realtree.
Go ahead, dog.
You been listening to the show all the day, man?
Yeah, I listen to it all.
Tell me if I'm lying. If you get that goddamn Monte Carlo figured out, is you going to be a motherfucking terror, man?
Yeah, I feel we will. It's got the right stuff. We just got to get the right components in the right place. Yeah. I'd say
right.
We're going to be there.
All right, Tight Man, you want to say something to Johnny?
No, dog, somebody requested Realtree on the phone. I guess they're going to press the one button or something.
Oh, so anybody that want to talk to Mr. Realtree, he on the phone if you was looking for him. Don't be bashful now, motherfucker. Press the one button. I'll get you dead on that motherfucker. hold on a minute. Oh, shit. Hey, Ricky, I ain't get you no trouble now. You know me, I'm an equal opportunity motherfucker now.
That's what I say. Bring it on.
Oh, shit. 772-4527. You want it, real tree?
Ah!
Huh?
I sure did.
Who is this?
The Almighty Hercules.
Oh.
Almighty.
Hey, Realtree, let me put you in the private room right quick. Beep, 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 beep. You in the private room. All you got to do is lock Big Creek up. He going to pay
I'm
the
ready.
Public. All you gotta do is lock him up. He's gonna pay the punk out. Let me take out the prior room now. Beep, 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 beep. Go ahead, huh?
We ain't saying a motherfucker nothing.
Go ahead, right? Y'all got this. You and Realtree got the flow.
What you got, buddy?
What you mean what I got? You already know what time it is.
No, you ain't had nothing for 2 years. Like I said, you ain't raced and I ain't raced.
Man,
so I don't want
to hear all that bullshit, man. I ain't calling for that bullshit about racing 2 years. I don't give a fuck about that. I'm on this bitch now, ready to lock your ass in for that same back tie your fat mouth ass talked about on 29, goddammit. Now, what's happening? All that bullshit you talking about, I don't give a fuck about that bullshit. I'm going to make you talk, motherfucker.
Let me slow you down. You ain't got to do all that.
You ain't got to
lock in the money. It's
locked in. It's locked. Thank you. Thank you.
Now you can go back
and take my motherfucking moonshine.
Cause five on 2,000.
Okay, hey, where y'all going to do that at?
We're going to do it right there at Valdosta. We're going to run before the G-Body race.
Man, you don't put no stabilizers on. You said before dog, goddammit. Now, don't start this bullshit.
I got to change tires, brother. I got to change tires.
Man,
I'm going to run you.
What side
bullshit.
Tire
bullshit.
I don't care what side tire you change. You don't put no stabilizers on none. You said we're going to run before dog. Am I correct?
Yeah, I said it, but I done changed my mind. You ain't had no damn. You ain't answer my step.
Man, listen.
If you ain't scared, get your ass in the lane before the G-Body race. Get
listen,
your big
man.
Ass in the lane
hey,
before
hey,
the
let
G-Body
me,
race.
Let me ask you a question. Hey, Hurt, ain't you in Diligent locked in, Hurt?
Yeah. We were between 6 o'clock and 6:30.
Okay. Well, now, not to try to be nasty or nothing, but to keep it on an equal keel, Who is y'all punk out man that know what these steps supposed to be is? Y'all got a punk out man for this shit?
No, we our own punk out man.
Well, okay, well, y'all still open for steps then?
One thing about me and me and the shit in the right perspective. You know what I'm saying? We locked in and run between 6 and 6 o'clock. Realtree said we gonna run before goddamn dog. Now he coming back this bullshit.
You know what?
You're the one made the fucking
you know
shit over the internet.
I'll run
I'm
your fucking ass
bullshit
at midnight.
You talking about. So, nah, motherfucker. Don't go to recanting what you said before. We're
okay.
Going to lock in 500 on 2 grand, run before motherfucking dog. I get the goddamn back tie. You can flip your ass off a lane. You can have a lane tour. We don't give a fuck about that. We're going to prove to you, motherfucker, all that bullshit y'all talking about. Bitch, the shit I got in my car, I ain't got no reason to scale you punk motherfuckers. So fuck you.
Man, who in the fuck would ever make you think that I'd fear your big fat ass?
Who the motherfucker make me think I'm scared of your motherfucking short ass?
Hey, it's locked in. As long
thank you, baby.
If I break, then there's no punk out, because I'm going to run probably six times before your fat ass gets in the lights.
Hey, you mad because you ain't fat?
No. No, I ain't mad, but I'm telling you, it's locked in. Dog, 500 on 2,000 or better. If I don't break, it's locked in.
Okay, hold on. You let me put the break clause
on.
Hold on.
Motherfucking back tie. That's what we locked in for.
Right, the back tie. So does he have
that's
a break
right.
clause in that hurricane? If he breaking eliminations, now breaking testing is different from breaking eliminations now. So what's the rule now? I got to keep it straight. Whether who don't like it, I'm going to keep it straight now.
If I break any time before my time and his time comes up to race.
Okay. Anytime. Is that okay with you, Hurt?
He can give me some gas money.
The only other way we'll do it is we do it before the G-Body race, and there ain't going to be no damn. You ain't got to worry about it.
Hey, man, listen. That's a good. A man tell his shit up. We ain't going to take their money.
Right on, Hook. That's good. Okay, it's 500 on what now, Janet?
2,000.
$2,000.
He gets the back tire?
He got the back tire.
Yep.
All right, Tyke, man, you had something you want to say, Tyke?
Oh, no, I was just going to say add the brake clause in for both cars. If one get it, both get it. That's all.
Okay, you got a point there. Herc, if you break, the same go for him too, right, Johnny?
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
All right, ain't nothing wrong with keeping this shit straight. 500 on 2,000
right.
better, Herc get the back tie. If either one of y'all break, it's nothing getting paid.
Yep, right.
All right, y'all, we'll stop talking to each other then. Hurt, go on back and get fucked up, Hurt.
Yeah. Better put show you motherfucker something.
You better put your ass more ponies than that thing's all I can
I'm tell you.
I'm going
to show you motherfucker something. I'm going to show your ass motherfucker. I'm going to show y'all okay. bitches something, boy. I would have showed your ass and brazen, but I'm going to show your ass something, boy. I'm going to stop
you gonna
that.
You're going to be down in West Palm on the 7th Hurt?
I'm going to stop that bullshit. I'm going to show you motherfucker. I'm going to let you see what's on the back of my motherfucking window, my secret weapon on the back of my window. I'm going to show you motherfucker something. I'm going to show y'all something.
He didn't take your medicine, did he? He's on that white cup tonight. He on that white cup. Let Hurt go. He on that white cup. Yeah, I'm just sick of this motherfucking bullshit. All you punk motherfuckers, I'm all you punk motherfuckers, don't say the same. I want to see all you punk pussy motherfuckers out there in the girls' world.
All you punk motherfuckers with these votes and shit, stick your voting in your ass, motherfucker, because Hercules coming. I promise
tight
you.
Tight man. Tight man.
Hey, what's up, Real Tree?
How did you let him get on here and get fucked up?
Hey, hey, I didn't know what he was going
to
do, but.
He's funny.
But guess what? Guess what, Real Tree?
Uh huh.
That's a big man now.
Oh, I know he is, but I can outrun him.
Hey, well, look here, not to stop y'all from that love fest y'all got. BET, you still out there? You got anything you want to talk about, BET? I like my man BET. If he got anything he want to express yourself.
Yeah, I just wanted to comment on Big Hurt. You know, now Real Tree, he didn't let Hurt do it. Hell, Hurt was fucked up when he got on him. Hurt been fucked up for 2 years now. He ain't got right here.
Motherfucker, you been fucked up all your life. You motherfucker. I got this shit. I got COVID. You've been fucked up all your life, Toby.
Who's the
kid,
Toby?
His name is Hurt.
Hey.
What Hurt's name is?
Toby. I don't know what that motherfucker said.
Somebody said Toby.
Yeah, I said Toby.
Well, look at you. You're going to be down in West Palm on the 2nd?
You better believe it. I'm on the fuck my vibes up since he's talking that shit.
Hey, Pro Star, you on the phone? Pro Star.
Hey, you been there?
Okay. Man, I don't give a fuck about no track, man.
I want you to make sure. I don't care what you're doing. If Hercules go out there and make a pass, I want you to goddamn it fax the world, man. No, that's going to be breaking news.
That's what I want to know. He ain't been down the track.
Hey, don't worry about Hercules, man. Motherfucker, I ain't on here talking no shit to you punk motherfuckers for nothing. The fuck wrong with you, man?
Y'all done over for goddamn boys, goddamn Hurt shit ready. Y'all done over for goddamn can of worms now. Goddamn.
We got trouble on our hands now. We got trouble on our hands this year.
Rocking you punk motherfuckers in for real. Huh? I got family on this phone. You think I'm going to let one of you punk motherfuckers back us down? Fuck y'all.
Almighty.
Don't like nobody.
Hey, hold on a minute, y'all. Everybody be quiet now. Nope. I want Hercules to answer this here. Hercules, who you scared of?
I ain't scared of no bitch on this planet but Toby.
Hey, Hercules, you know we don't try to get racial or nothing, but you know Real Tree white, don't you?
Real Tree, I thought Real Tree was a goddamn Seminole Indian.
Cherokee.
Okay.
Yeah, he look like a Cherokee. I'll put that spot in the motherfucking mouth in a minute.
All right, fellas, well, and that's where I get it done. Ain't nothing wrong with it. You see how Real Tree sat back in that rocking chair? And you didn't see that old fishy hook he had in it. He just reeled your ass in, Hook.
Man, nobody don't give a fuck about that shit, man. Motherfucker pull their pants up and jack their dick the same way I do.
Now, everybody don't jack their dick now, but I'm going to say this again. I want y'all to know I'm the first one saying it now. Fuck tight, man. I'm the first motherfucker saying it, just like I said about that gangster boo. If Real Tree get that goddamn lethal weapon car right, a lot of bitches going to pass the fuck out this year.
Dog.
Yeah.
if my auntie had nuts, she would be my auntie uncle. So if that.
Oh, no, no, no. Type man, you telling a goddamn lie now. If your auntie had nuts, she'd just be a bitch with nuts.
No, she'll be in Bangkok.
Hey, I wanna
ask y'all something though, dog. What make y'all? Let me tell you. I wanna ask y'all a question. What the fuck make y'all think my big brother motherfucking a pushover?
Now, hold on. Everybody know that big motherfucker ain't no pushover. But trust me, if that goddamn crazy ass Indian get that goddamn car right, it's gonna be a whole lot of scat motherfuckers around here, man.
Guess what? Not being funny. That shit that he gonna say hurt the head. That's what we gonna beat him by. That and song.
All right. Well, y'all. Hey, look here.
No,
I got my dog trying to break out, type man, for real.
No,
y'all keep talking for about 2 or 3 minutes.
It ain't win. It's
win. Win what?
When real tree get right.
Okay.
This be ready in Valdosta.
We're gonna be
ready
as
that offer too. All right. Well, Lee, you got a race on the second.
Man, shut your goddamn mouth.
Don't eat me. Hey, please don't eat me. Please don't eat me.
Uh-oh, I ain't gonna hit you. I'm gonna.
I said don't eat me up. You know I was in your face down there. You ain't seen my DVD. I was in your face down there, and you pulled that camera to your mouth. Goddamn, I thought you finna eat it up, boy. I know it's got a little camera. I put it over. Hey, please don't eat me.
Change the news, bitch. Hey, BC.
Yeah.
What's this shit they talking about barking you?
Well, you know. What they saying?
Hell no, it won't show.
Well, that's what they try to do when they can't deal with a motherfucker. You know what I'm saying?
Hey man, who got all that goddamn noise?
Tell me.
They can't have a BET, man.
BET raw and uncut. Don't give a fuck.
BET, you gonna be invited out to whatever weekend that is, 16th, I think.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
You gotta be down there with the feet, man. All that bullshit going, all that goddamn chicken shit that happened down in Mississippi. Goddamn it, Ronnie Brown gonna make chicken salad out of that bitch on the 16th.
That's called a text. I can't just know.
Well, who else talking about Texas?
Pro Stop
Joe Biggie in there.
What about, I got it.
Put your damn phone
on. That was not me.
Oh. Might be Bobby Childs back in there.
Oh, I'm finna say that's
when Bobby
said.
When Bobby.
Tight man. Not me, your pro star. What you think about last night's show? Tight man.
Huh? What's up, Realtree?
I got another 100 on the side with me and you betting if I make it to him by dark, he punks out.
Oh shit.
Well, Realtree, I got the motherfucking bet you.
You got to bet me.
I got to bet you.
I'm gonna get your 500, then I'm gonna get Tight's 100.
Man, okay, now I'm gonna give you a bet back when I win. I'm gonna bet you that we got you.
You gonna bet he got
that
me?
That same 100. I'm gonna bet you that he got you.
Okay, that's a bet.
Hey, Tight Man, you ain't took your medicine, goddammit. Don't forget about me over here. If Realtree run goddamn Big Hurt, I'm betting on the motherfucking gap, too.
See, dog, I'm going to drive my motherfucking car, but I see
what, hold on. Hurt. Don't never fall down for what he's saying. I still drive. Now, if I drive your car, I can't bet because I'm going to try to kill him. I don't get me wrong, man. I drive your car and try to kill Real Tree Ed. But what I'm saying is, if I ain't driving and Real Tree start making trips down there, I believe, because I believe ain't nobody gonna be able to beat him once he get it right. I want you to always remember this, Hurry. If I bring my mama to the track with me, my mama, and she get her ass on side of me, I'm gonna try to fuck her up.
Dog, I'm gonna tell you like this too. I'm gonna tell the whole girl's world. Everybody keep talking about when Real Tree get his shit together. If he make a this or if he make a that, motherfucker, I feel the same guy as that way.
Okay, but see, I ain't seen you run yet, so I can't speak on that. And it was goddamn the front end. He couldn't even stay. It was shaking and everything. He still was fucking Rambo up to the damn near cross the center line.
Dog, I don't give a motherfuck about Rambo or Real Tree, none of the motherfuckers. I'll lock Rambo ass here right now for goddamn February 2nd. So who the fuck is Rambo?
You just wait. Once trying to get that motherfucker dial in, he going to go to your ass, though. He said he going to make a living off you.
I ain't going to be like McCartney T5 to my bitch to change his suspension. Motherfucker, I'm going to change my suspension. Motherfucker.
No, I don't give a fuck what you got as long as you ain't got no bars on it.
Hey, Real Tree. Shit. That goddamn 1979 goddamn Butterville gonna be all over your ass. I'm gonna cover your ass like a blanket.
All right. Well, we'll see right there just before dark.
Okay, Real Tree, I love you.
Nah, I love you too.
Damn, that don't even sound right coming from your big ass.
Big ass teddy bear.
Yeah. Y'all hold on a minute now. I ain't trying to start no shit, but I heard nephew ask a question about something. I didn't kick him in the ass in up. Nephew.
BT.
Yeah.
Hold on a minute. What's up,
Hood? Don't get it twisted, bitch. I'll put that goddamn crocodile Dundee on your ass. Don't get it twisted.
You got
to kiss me. I'm to another motherfucker, bitch. I see you like an orange.
You got to kiss me first, big ass. You got to kiss me first.
All right, hey, hurry, hold on for a minute. I gotta find out what nephew want. Nephew, what did you say, nephew? Nephew. Now, where the fuck did nephew go to?
Gone to sleep.
I'm right here, dog. I'm right here.
I said, what the damn question you asked, motherfucker?
What question?
Yeah. Right, who asked the question about some shit about last night?
I had Pro Star Joe. What he think about last night, show?
Don't get Pro Star Joe to get fucked up, because you know you
hey, man. Tell him if he going to answer, short version, man. Short version.
Short version. Short version. 20 words of Pro Star.
Oh, yeah. Why everything got to be? Why everything got to be like that song? Okay, here's my take on last night. I got a phone call this morning from a very upset person, and I told him what I'm about to tell y'all. In the shortest way I know how. This is all entertainment. It don't, none of this shit ain't real, and stop taking it real. Take it like it's
bullshit.
Hold on. When you watch a movie on TV, a real good soap opera, like Dallas or L.A. Law or whatever the Cosby Show, that shit will make you laugh, it'll make you cry, it'll make you mad, it'll make you sad. You know, whenever an old yellow died, everybody cried. So a movie, a good entertainment, is supposed to get you emotional. Supposed to move you.
Okay.
After the show is over, then you go on with your life. This whole grudge racing thing is all entertainment. Nothing else.
Hold on, man. Who got ever shade with that shit last night?
Get that motherfucker nuts. Who?
What kind of entertainment?
Who got entertained last night?
But I'm saying, if you look at it and you take it personal, of course you were not entertained. But if you step back for a second, if you think about that whole shit, right? Now, listen, we've had radio shows where people have got out here and called me a goddamn crook.
Hold on,
that's not the point, though. The point is, it was entertainment. That's all I took it as, entertainment.
How the fuck is that entertainment last night when a motherfucker? How the fuck is that entertainment?
Hold up. Hold up, dog.
Well, I'm just asking you to see it a little bit differently. I'm just saying, I know
you
people get on here and they get on here and they try to go hard and they try to be controversial and they try to say the hardest, deepest thing that they can say. Everybody's job in graduation on these radio shows is to make themselves look good and to make somebody else look bad. Everybody does it.
Okay, hold on a minute. Pro Stock Joe's show ain't worth a fuck, man. I get tired of him with the more long ass speeches. His show ain't worth a fuck. Is that entertainment?
Damn sure ain't, dog. But I'm gonna be on that next Thursday.
And was that entertainment though? Was that entertainment? What he just said? Let me tell you why. People will look at Training Day with Denzel Washington when he won the Oscar. And some people say, God damn it, they had to make him a bad guy to make him win. That's some real shit. That's some dirty shit. And then some people say, God damn, Denzel was bad as a goddamn bag. I like him when he cuts and shoot and shit like that. So, yeah, people are going to get emotional. Whenever it's a good show, people will have some emotion from it. If it is good or bad, you'll have some emotion. But that just means it was good entertainment.
Man, you would put a spin on any goddamn thing. You were talking none out of
but
some
what,
a bunch
guess,
of bullshit you just said.
Hey, Joe.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. I got a question for you. You going to look at the glass half full or half empty?
I'm going to look at it be both.
Be
careful. I look at the motherfucker.
No. Be careful. Be careful before you answer, because if you answer the wrong way, I'm going to kick him to the moon.
I don't care how you look at it. It all depends on goddamn it how I feel that day, whether the bitch half full or half empty.
That's a no-win answering question,
goddamn it.
The only way it could be entertaining is if someone ain't talking about you. When a man's talking about you, it might be entertaining to somebody else, but it ain't entertaining when somebody's putting your name out there.
Now, I kind of like that. Now, if I could have been on there like Pro Stock Joe on it, now, if somebody else said, man, dog over there talking about your show wasn't worth a shit, and we over here laughing about it, you ain't going to like that if you wasn't on here to hear this shit. Now, if I was on the damn show and the shit he was saying that night, then either I could have defended myself then, or I could say, man, this shit ain't funny to me. So it wasn't no fucking entertainment to me. I didn't like it.
Dog, did you have an opportunity to get on the show?
No, I did not. I stayed on that motherfucker till it went off with the one button pressing. They didn't let me on. No.
Use a bold-faced lie.
You're another bold-faced lie, bitch.
I talked to you and I can put six people on my phone.
Hold on a minute, motherfucker, since you want to say it like that. What you said is, dog, do you want me to put you on the show? I said, no, I'm on my cell phone where I can't hear. I was on my house phone right now, so I want to make sure my shit don't cut out. So don't say that shit. Don't come in with that bullshit now.
Yeah, what? The whole thing of it all is, if you wanted to get on, you could have got on.
Hold on a minute, tight man, since you want to say that, goddamn it. Since you want to fucking say that, then, if you want to get on a goddamn show, let me ask any motherfucking bite out there that exists to me, if you want to get on a show, what do you do to get on a show?
You call about 10 minutes early.
No. If you want to, 3 and 3. Hold on, 3 and 3. What did you do to get on this show to talk right tonight? What did you do?
Push the one button.
That's what the fuck I'm talking about. So if I'm on a motherfucking show and I push the fucking one button and you don't let me on, bitch, I didn't have no opportunity to get on the motherfucker.
Well, you heard BET say he tried to push it all night and they didn't take his call.
Goddamn right.
It was selected. He was selected who he wanted to talk to. That's what that was.
Okay.
You know, I've been peeping shit. I've been on the show every night, man. Every fucking night. You hear me?
Hold up, Joe. Now, goddamn it, if I was on the other show and a motherfucker asked a question about your show, dog, and I told him that's your show, you run it the way you want, that's their show, they run their show the way they want to.
Okay, I'm glad he said that. My point I'm trying to make. Listen to me real good. Hold on a minute now. He said, damn, I wish dog would push the one button so he can get on the show. Okay, dog did push the one button. You didn't put him on there. Quit bullshitting with dog. Otherwise, keep my fucking name out your motherfucking mouth. Because I didn't like it.
Hey, dog.
Yeah,
I'm not taking up for nobody, but let me say this. As somebody that has controlled the board before, and you know it too, that sometimes when folks, they text me and say, I'm pushing the one button, but their name, their number, like
Joe, stop all the bullshit for people who don't know. Any motherfucking body got a goddamn switch bowl, that shit he just saying now, fucking lie. This is exactly
fucking
what
bullshit.
This motherfucker said. Well, I see somebody up here with this block number. I don't know who the fuck it is. I wanted it as a dog. Okay, if you thought it was me, or wondered it was me, why you didn't click
why
on
you
this
ain't open the motherfucker? Open the motherfucker. That's right.
Why don't the fuck up on y'all both? Now, yeah, I started after you pro-started. I came in. My show started after your show started. I be hearing y'all. How come all the time y'all numbers be all the, on the numbers get fucked up? How come the people just can't see y'all shit? What's wrong with y'all bowl that ain't wrong with my bowl? I ain't never had no problems with these motherfuckers.
You keep refreshing your screen.
I ain't refreshed my screen since I had this bitch.
Nephew, you got a damn computer that you got a big enough, but even if you did, if you know that's what the problem is, type man, why don't you hold on, dog, let's get a clarification. Nephew, are you there? Hello, nephew. Yeah, you had a day, you were trying to get on my show, you was, I was calling your name out and you texted me, you said I did push the one button, you said I don't see, yeah, that did happen.
And it never came on the board. I go back to my original question.
Why it only fuck up on y'all boat? Y'all got the same boat I got?
We're not a technician. We don't know that. But I'm just telling you that that can happen sometimes. Let me ask you this question. Hold on, every time a new man comes in my show, since we've been talking this long,
225-8031, go ahead.
Hey, dog.
Yes, sir.
Can I ask you a question?
You sure can. Who is this?
It's Corey.
Who?
Corey.
Oh, go ahead, Corey, go ahead.
How many callers you got in queue with their hands up right now?
I ain't got nobody in the queue with their hands up right now. Nobody.
Okay, that's what I was trying to check.
I mean, hold up. Did you push the waiting button to get in?
Yeah.
How long did you get for me to open your mic?
You opened it right up. That's all I was trying to see.
Thank you. Any bitch out there. See, I'm just wondering, because I understand what Joe's saying, but now I can go along with it. If I had seen it a lot, I ain't never had the motherfucker to fuck up where a bitch pressed the one button until that one time, like Clackman did say, when I had a fucked up computer, which, I mean, it wasn't fucked up, it just ain't having that much memory. I had to keep refreshing the board. But when a motherfucker pressed that one button, that bitch come up. I don't know why y'all have so much problem with it. So go ahead, Joe.
Well, it just depends on, well, Bob, the other thing is it depends on how many callers you have in queue. I don't know what your board, your capacity of your board is, but. You know, depends on what that is that will do that. I mean, like I said, I'm not making up any story. Like I said, I have
somebody
right there.
No, I know you're not. I know, but I'm just wondering why y'all shit fuck up. Like I said, I got everybody mic on, Joe, and I can see 102 names. I can see 102.
Right. No, I got what you're saying, but here's the bigger picture, though. The bigger picture is that, okay, we said we wanted to come together. Now, I just gave everybody a way out. I just gave everybody a way to walk away from this situation without fighting. If you look at it, now if you stand back for a second and you look at it, you say, you know what? When we on these radio shows, everybody tunes, you know, like you say, 102 names, and you got 7 or 8 or 10 mics open, the rest of the people are being entertained right now. Or you just call them in the room. So now, when you the butt of the joke, it's funny. I thought they called John today because I thought last night they got on here with Willis Bard. I thought they called today, but my computer was messing up all day. That's why I haven't had time to do that. But it's not funny making the butt of the joke. But you're the topic of conversation. But it is.
Let me ask you a question, Joe. Let me ask you a question, Joe. What you said makes 100% right. What you saying? Let me ask you this here question. Joseph Wachter, a.k.a. Pro Stock Joe. Let me ask you this question right now. Because right now we finna get down to the nuts and bolts. How many motherfucking times do you turn the fucking cheek? I ain't got but two cheeks. How many times do you turn the cheeks? Even if I use my ass cheeks, I got four cheeks. How many times I gotta turn the cheek and leave this shit alone? Do you realize how many times I done turned the cheek and left this bullshit alone? It's certain shit you can't goddamn it joke about. Just like Real T just said, not because he answered the way I want him to answer, because that is the answer I like, but goddamn it. What's funny? Now, he might get mad if we call him a fucking Indian. Now, if he tell me that one time, I don't like nobody calling me an Indian, well, I ain't going to call him no Indian. We might be on the damn shit on another show laughing, ah, the Cowboys fucked the Indians up. Okay, if he don't like that joke and he tell us, why the fuck we got to keep bringing that joke up?
No, I got you on that, dog. I mean, but here's the, I'm going to say something to you and then don't get mad when I say it. But it's the reason I told you, the whole reason, now, you called me the N-word, and you know that I hate that word, but you did it for a reason. You did it
to get up under your skin.
Hold on, because I wanted it. That was my way. I'm ready to fight now. But I didn't really call it to you per se, publicly on the air. We did this off the air. We ain't talking about that. That's not a good example, Joe.
Let me ask Joe a question.
All right,
go ahead.
No, hold on a minute, Ty. Let him answer the question. He ain't out of line, but he asked. Let him answer the question. You don't know what he might answer. Let him answer, Ty.
Yeah.
Okay.
Joe.
Go ahead, B.
Yes. All right. Now, you said leave all the bullshit behind and bring everybody together. This is grudge racing and it's all entertainment, right?
Right.
All right. Now, on television, when they have like one show and they bring all the actors and all the movie producers and all of them in one place, do they separate them shows? Do it add one night or one show add one night and then the next show come on about the same shit add the next night? Or do it just be one show and all of them now?
Well, there's the American Music Award, there's the Soul Train Award, there's the Grammy. Do I need to say more?
Hey,
you know what I'm
saying?
BET, MTV, and guess
exactly.
What? It's all the same music.
ATV.
It's all the same artists.
Yeah, but this report y'all missing,
guess
though.
What? Okay, go ahead.
All right, let's say the Grammy Awards. Do BET host the Grammy Awards or do NBC or CBS host the Grammy Awards? One show hosts the Grammy Awards, right? Or is it split up?
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying?
One show, right?
Right.
Okay.
Now, all the ones that's nominated for Grammy Awards, they be at that one show, right?
Yeah.
Do you... Okay, so next week, is you going to have another goddamn Grammy Award?
They call it the Soul Train Awards or whatever awards.
Exactly. So we grudge racers, right?
Mm.
We are grudge racers. So should grudge racers get an award and an MTV award? Man, goddamn, nephew, you know what the fuck I'm trying to say.
Understand this, right? There's a couple of things you got to realize. Everybody is trying to make a name for themselves. That's number one. Number two, it's all entertainment. Take none of it personal. And number three, if you step back, it's your choice of how you want to look at this. Your choice. If you want to look at this as entertainment and step back and say, you know what? I see the whole thing now. I see how Pro Stock Joe is always bigging up NGRA. I see how Jay Barnes is always bigging up Grudge Inc. I see how Mike Hill is always doing Hitman promotions. I see how Darlington is always talking about House of Speed. Everybody's got their agenda. Everybody's got their own thing that they're trying to big up and make themselves important. Some people got different styles of doing their stuff. Some do it by controversy. Some do it by being nice guy. Some do it by being, you know, smart guy or Mr. Everything guy, whatever your style is, but it's all entertainment. This is grudge racing. The smack talking is entertainment. The radio show is entertainment. The racing is entertainment. The gambler is entertainment.
Joe. I ain't trying to cut you off. I'm finna give you one example, and then you goddamn it came me about this. If I come on this motherfucker right now, which I ain't gonna do, but I defended you to the fullest and start joking you about your rape. That's one thing you can't stand. Now some people got them want to laugh about Crick, but that's a touchy thing on you. Yeah. Well, how the hell can I keep on talking about some shit that's touchy to you?
But we talked about Mike Miller. You know, Red Riding, he lost his money. We talked about Tony Bynes' record.
My point I'm trying to make with you, Joe, this is my point. I don't think it was fucking funny if I wasn't on there to defend myself. That's what I'm trying to fucking tell you. So it wasn't no fucking entertainment to me. It was personal to me.
That's what I'm saying, dog. To me, when they're talking about me, it's not funny. But it was funny last night when they're talking about Johnny. But when they're talking about my big head and how I'm a watermelon, just a minute ago, Bobby Wildchild, that might not be
okay. Okay, stop. Let me show you the
difference.
Let me show you the difference. If Johnny was to ever come on this radio station and say, "Man, I don't like y'all calling me a dumb motherfucker and all this and shit and joking on me," I won't ever do it no more to him. That's what I'm trying to make to you, Joe. I don't care if you joke on me. If you give me a chance to decide whether I like this or don't like it, or let me defend myself. Don't make jokes about me and don't make jokes about my radio show and I can't defend it and say my part of it. Don't do. There ain't no bitch in the world on one side of me, and I'm gonna be okay with it.
Okay, now can I say?
Hold on a minute. Let the man talk that we were just talking about. Hold on a minute. Go ahead on, Johnny. You dumb motherfucker.
Well, you know, it's like this here. You know, I just take it with a grain of salt because I know Johnny. You see what I'm saying? One thing about when you know yourself, a motherfucker can say all he want to say.
But my point is, now if they ever don't when they be fucking with you, you be on here to either defend yourself or to talk for yourself. Don't you be on these shows? Okay, that's all I'm saying, Joe. Now you tell me where I'm wrong at, Type Man. Anybody can tell me where. All I'm saying is, I don't mind you shooting jokes at me, but let me be on there to say, hey, this joke is okay per se if it's about me some person. If you just want to tell a joke, dog, goddamn it, limping like a faggot. Okay, I can't stop you that. I do limp. Okay, I can't get mad about that. But if you try to make my show look bad or talk about my show, that's personal to me. If I ain't there to defend myself.
Hey, Joe, this is just like Joe. Bro,
let me tell you, dog, listen, let me ask you a question. Every day, dog, that you come on here and you say, I got the number one show in the world, and that's cool, and I respect your show, and if it's number one, it's number one. But when you say I'm number one, guess what you're saying about Wild Man Show?
Hold on, let me tell you what I'm saying. I don't ever say this motherfucking shit unless the motherfuckers bring it up. I don't have to go with the ratings. I don't give a damn about the ratings. Wild Man Show, it ain't worth a shit because he don't ever have the motherfucker on.
I'm not saying, but I get Wild Man and
let him defend his goddamn self. If he want to come on and push the one button, bring his motherfucking ass off. Fucking up a goddamn good slot right now by not having a goddamn show. He need to goddamn get a show. Back him out. I might throw a show tomorrow at 6 o'clock.
You're missing the point. I'm not saying you do it on purpose, but I'm saying every time
what is that saying? I am the number one show. What they're saying?
Joe, I wish you let somebody else goddamn talk, man. You just talking your ass all night, man. Ain't talking about shit.
I was trying to say something. Can I say what I want to say?
Please, somebody else talk. Goddamn.
Okay, BG, respect the fellow talk show host. Real talk. But,
I'm understanding that though, Type Man. I'm trying to get my question asked. I ain't got an answer yet. Man.
Okay, this is a catch. What
you see, you already on
here.
I heard the question. I just want to ask what Pro Star won.
Go ahead, Nephew. I'll wait.
Pro Star. Now,
yes, sir.
I hear a lot of these shows is always, come on, we need to come together. We need to stick together. We need to kumbaya. And then the first show, next show, come on, you're kicking everybody in the nuts. Now when are we going to stop that? I mean, how can we deal with that?
But you got to understand that this is what we do, kicking people. Listen, me and Dog was about to kill each other a couple months ago. Now when I see Dog, I want to kiss him and he want to kiss me. But none of this shit is important. Like, we fight on these radio shows. It's entertainment, but when we get to the track, we see each other. Hey, man, you want some food? Hey, man, you want that $2? So it don't mean nothing. Like I'm telling you, this is not real. It's entertainment.
What Joe just said is 100% right, with one exception. You will never hear me even if I'm talking to Tyke Man, that, man, your show ain't shit. You can't nobody come back and tell you I dog nobody's show. Unless I said it to you in your face on your show, and we can talk about it. That's a difference. My point you keep missing, Joe, is don't make a joke about my show if I'm not on there to goddamn defend my show. Because I think
you're That's your style, and not maybe somebody else's style. Everybody don't do things the way you do.
Okay, well, let's get right.
Always,
what y'all think? What y'all think?
They try to make a joke out of what they're doing. They try to make a joke out of it. That's how they really feel, though. They want everybody to be entertained
right.
by it, but that's how they really feel.
Really
some people
feel,
really feel. They got
I listened to that show last night, right? And how I felt, I like, damn, Tapon kicking dog and Mike Hill in the nuts. He beyond kicking him in the nuts, talking about some who, if Mike tuning on this person called getting paid, should they come support his race? I mean, that's beyond damn that other shit.
Because that's the way that man make his living. Because Tyke Man is the co-host of the show, so let him get in there. He being nice today. I'm glad he being nice, but go ahead, Tyke.
Come on, Tyke.
All I want to ask is at the beginning of Dog's show, Dog said, this his motherfucking show, can't nobody tell him what to do, how to run his show. My thing is, Dog said that for one. Okay, that's that man's show, he run it how he want to, that's first. And second, man, like Joe saying, it's entertainment, but guess what? Everybody don't have to do shit the way that we want it. Because they do it a different way, don't make it wrong, it just make it different.
All right, that's what Pro Star Joe said. I agree. Hold on a minute, we got another call.
And that's straight out of Pro Star Joe.
Hold on a minute. Is that Keister? 202-9572.
Yeah, hey, dog, I want to say something here. It's for Pro Star and everybody else. When Pro Star Joe and NGRA was doing what they was doing, everybody was saying that NGRA making it race bad for race and all this and all that. All these problems all of a sudden now with this Brothers Inc. stuff is all these problems. So ain't nobody never come out their mouth and once say Brothers Inc. making it bad for Brothers Race.
You got a point there now, but I ain't endorsing
Grudge Inc. is bad for Grudge Race. I just think
I'm just saying they're keeping it. It's
I,
just so
I just
much
think
emotion
that some
going
of the people that's speaking for Grudge Inc. I think
when
it's bad because
the same
they
time,
think.
I can't hear you.
I think it's bad for Grudge Racing because they always throwing a bunch of damn animosity in it. If you ain't doing it the way that they want it to go, your ass is gonna be put on the fence.
Yeah.
There ain't no
real tree.
Tyke,
let me talk,
Tyke, man. If you don't agree with everything, and I'm saying everything, if you don't agree with everything that they want to get in line, your ass ain't doing the right thing. Your voice don't really count if you don't agree. I mean, you can get on the shows and you can listen to this shit because
that's right.
It's like Joe, Pro Stock Joe, he's a smart man because let me tell you something. Pro Stock Joe knows how to play both sides. So by Pro Stock Joe playing both sides, his ass ain't on the fence. Dog stands up for all the people. Pro Stock Joe is worrying about Pro Stock Joe, Grudge Inc., and he's trying to keep Grudge Inc. off of his ass. That's my opinion.
All right, now hold on. Don't laugh, Tyke Man. Don't laugh when a man speaking real until you can show me wrong. But I'm finna ask you this, Tyke Man. You got Davis Transportation, right? Y'all be quiet. Y'all be quiet now, because we done got serious now. Tyke Man, you got Davis Transportation, right?
Yes, sir.
Can I come down to Davis Transportation and tell you how to haul a motherfucking truck? Can I come tell you how to haul a truck? Haul whatever you haul?
I would listen to you, but you can't.
No, man, you know what I mean. I'm talking about, can I come out and tell you how to run your fucking operation?
I got a better one, dog.
let me finish with one more thing I can ask him, which is no, you ain't gonna. You might, like I said, if you know me, you might listen to what I say because I might have a better way of doing it. You might listen, but still, I can't come to your shop and tell you how to run your fucking shop. But then I can't come back and say, man, Tyke man don't know how to goddamn it load no goddamn trailer. He load that goddamn trailer and the damn shit wobbling all down the goddamn road. Well, I'm talking about you ain't doing no good service, Tyke man. If I'm a man thinking about hiring you to damn transport my car, and I just heard a motherfucker say your shit wobbling all down the damn track, well, down the road. Well, bitch, I ain't finna hire you.
I understand.
All right, go ahead, Johnny.
Yeah, well, it's just like you're saying about his transportation. He's got Davis Transportation. I got a transportation company. He's hauling a load for $2,200. Say he's hauling a load for $2,200. I'm going to come in there because I got three trucks. He ain't got but one truck. All of a sudden, I'm going to tell him, shit, I'm going to haul it for $1,500, but you're going to give me a backhaul for $700 to make up the back difference. Tyke man's still sitting out there losing his ass, and that's exactly the way this shit's working is these other shows and what the hell they're trying to do. If you ain't on the same program with them, they're going to try to put your ass out of business, and that's the bottom line. It's the bottom line. Is that not true, Tyke man? Is that not true?
It seems like the biggest thing this shit going to be, if you come to my race, I'm coming to your race. You don't come to mine, I ain't coming.
Nephew, when has it been any different? Let me show y'all something. Let me show you something.
It ain't been as bad. Been as bad.
Okay. Now,
I got a caller. We're going to call us on free because you can talk longer than you want, but let me get the caller.
Make sure you 202-1435,
what's up? 202-1435, go ahead. Go ahead, Ty.
Okay, now let me ask nephew something.
Mm-hmm.
Since we get to the meat and potatoes of this shit, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We got some background noise on me. I don't want to mute the mics now, so y'all put your phone on mute if you ain't doing but listening.
Okay, now I want to ask nephew, Real Tree, anybody else other than last year, how many years Mike Hill been throwing shows?
Long time.
We're just gonna say a long time. Long time. How many times y'all known him to pull his car somewhere for free and do something for the fans? His fans. He said his fans could come to ADR Real and see him, but nobody never said anything about that. We gonna get the and then the whole catch of the whole thing behind all this here. It's all the
but hey. Hey,
it ain't about money.
It ain't about money. It ain't about money. It ain't about money with Mike. I'm telling you.
Let me choose not to go to Mike's show because he ain't throwing no good show. Don't let me choose because he ain't come to your show or every time Dick and Harry show. Let me choose not to go to his show because, hey, Mike ain't having no good show. I'm going to go to his show.
Hold on a minute. Y'all need to really stop always focusing on Mike Hill. Now I'm finna throw this on Tyke Man since Tyke Man brought it up. Tyke Man, I don't know what to say, but I'm finna say it like it's him. Every time you go to the track, do you hook up your trailer and your tractor and your puller and pull it to the track just to pull it to the track?
No.
So why the fuck should Mike pull his goddamn car to a goddamn race?
Hold on.
I'm just asking a question.
The reason why he should, because Roy James been to his race twice. The boys from Texas been out there twice. How many times Mike took his car out there? You think it ain't cost them shit to get over here?
Tyke man, you still ain't got
to. Well, Jay had a reason to come.
That's right. They had a reason to come.
Okay. Bro,
Jay,
and
it was,
race,
and it was
no,
Mike
no,
money.
No,
it was
Mike's
money
that
they coming
to get. Hold up. Listen to me, though. I want y'all to understand before you go into old Tyke bashing Tyke doing this. Man, Tyke don't give a fuck. I haul cars for a living. Nobody can stop what I do but the good Lord.
Tyke man, do you pull your trailer, your car hauler to the racetrack when you go?
Say that again, dog. Do I pull it everywhere I go? No, hell
no. No. I said, do you pull it to the racetrack when you go?
Nope.
Let me answer it for you, Tyke man. You goddamn right you'll pull it if a bitch pay you to pull it down.
There you right. There you go. Every time.
Okay,
I
so
go,
my
I
point
it.
I'm trying to make, everybody go to different races for different things. Now, see, now, what I'm trying to say is not to minimize the shit, and I don't even want to use Mike because we need to quit using Mike. Mike, now, if and I'm going to say this here, and people might not like it, okay? Mike, if he tuning on 4 or 5 cars and he need to be there to tune on them 4 or 5 cars, he figured that's his contribution. Basically, I can halfway see that. Now, don't get me wrong now. Sometime I do want to see Mike take it, but Mike did. As long as Mike go to one show, how many shows do you have to go to before you get a free pass? Because he went to a couple of shows with his car now. So how many shows do you need to go to before you get a free pass?
No, they want you to be broke before you get a free pass, I guess.
No, leave it alone. We mean for real, but I just want Tyke Man. I want Tyke Man to answer that because, you know, like I said, I can understand. Now, if Mike didn't take his car to no show, I'd be the first bitch on there and say, man, fuck that. But Mike has been to a couple shows with his car.
Last year was my first
All of us been last
year.
Ain't
year,
nobody
really?
Been this year, Tyke. We just started this
I,
year.
I know. I understand. No,
I'm serious.
I
ain't trying to be funny.
I know.
I ain't trying to talk over
I
Mike.
Know.
But see, like, why is everybody worried about Mike taking his slow-ass car to a race? Nobody want to see that slow motherfucker?
No, I just threw that out there to say how you have people. It's like this here. Grudge racing is a popularity contest. Do you agree with that, yes or no?
It's definitely a popularity contest, yes. But,
okay.
Tyke Man, I don't know what to say, but who ate daddy chicken?
Huh?
All
right. Yeah. But this my thing here. You know, we take and focus on, we supposed to be trying to come together as grudge racers, right?
Okay, let me ask you this, Tyke Man. If Real Tree told you, said, Tyke Man, bring me my front end and all that shit to me, I'm going to give you $500. When you drive up to the goddamn thing with Real Tree, goddamn it, front end and all that, what you want from Real Tree?
Before you leave, I want them $500.
Okay, now, if me, you, goddamn it, and everybody else get on the goddamn phone and agree to not to come on this radio and say nothing negative toward nobody and not to start no shit. What do you expect then, Tyke Man? What do you expect from us?
I expect for no one. Who that is with the background?
Hey,
no,
whoever got the
baby
in the background and all that, mute your phone before I mute all of them because I need everybody to hear this shit so you won't goddamn it be taking shit halfway back. Tyke Man,
right.
If all of us agree to stop bringing negative shit to the radio publicly, what do you expect from the motherfuckers that agreed to do this?
I expect for the shit to cease.
Okay, let me ask you another question then, Tyke Man. Since
okay.
You got them, and I'm going to put your ass on the hot seat today. Did we not, the people that's bringing this shit back and forward to the radio, is any of them person that keep bringing this shit back, starting the shit on the radio now, talking?
That depends on the person that's looking at it.
Okay, let me ask you another question then. Did Dog agree not to bring no negative shit back on the radio if they don't bring nothing back on there? And did Dog throw the first stone?
Okay, in the way that a certain thing came out, people took it the wrong way and they felt like you threw a stone.
Okay,
let me ask you a question, though, Dawg, and this is very important in life. You got two ears and one mouth. When a motherfucker go to talking and he tell you how he feel, respect him for being a man and telling you how he feel. Now you know what to deal with. Damn it, y'all ain't listening. Everybody wants to give a rebuttal. Everybody wants to reply. Listen, if I get on here and say, Real Tree, you a piece of shit, don't never talk to me no more, and then I call Real Tree and say, Real Tree, I was just bullshitting. You can tell when a man is bullshitting and when a man is being dead, you know, joking, and when he's being dead serious. All you got to do is listen.
Tyke Man.
All you got to do is listen.
Tyke Man.
There ain't no just
fire. Hold on, Johnny. Don't say that, Johnny. Tyke Man.
Yeah?
Tyke.
Yeah.
I'm going to ask you a question, brother. I see your 580. Nope. How many times have we said we ain't going to say shit more about 3 November? Who always bringing up fucking 3 November then, Tyke Man?
I ain't heard nobody really bring it up, though.
Oh, you didn't hear it last night on a certain show last night?
No,
He got two ears and one mouth.
Hold on, hold on, hold on. No, no, no. Understand this here. I done been, every time that I'm on a show, and dog, you know this, since everybody want to be the two ears and one mouth, you know, understand what I'm saying. If a motherfucker say they don't, they if somebody come on here and straight bash me after they said they wasn't, do it again after they said they wasn't, and do it again. God damn it, when you going to wake up and understand that, okay, that's a person is telling you what's on their mind?
Hey, let me ask you something. Anybody else on the phone hood, anybody on another station the other night, bring up, God damn it, bring up 3 November.
Nobody.
BG, was you listening to the show last night? Another
yeah.
show?
But get what the kid
is
on. If somebody is looking behind them, if somebody is looking back at the past, that's where they stuck at.
Okay.
Guess what the catch is? Now let me show you something. With all this being said, when are the people that's on here talking about this, talking about that? When we gonna leave it alone?
Okay, hold on tight. We ain't gonna leave it alone.
See, because we
oh, stones,
get what?
Hold
get
on
what the catch is? Get what the catch? Oh, go ahead. Cause we don't never get to. I'll never finish what the fuck I got to say.
Frank, man, you do finish what you got to say, but we don't let if other people can bring the shit in. You always going to get the last fucking word. This motherfucking minute. You said when we going to stop bringing up. Well, we ain't going to stop bringing up. The bitch keeps throwing stones at it. Hold on. 580-7596. Go ahead.
Oh, how's it going, dog? I was listening to the show in the tape. The thing about the show from last November with the show that Cold Killer throwed the mic through. Have anybody asked Mike and Cold Killer, are they mad at each other?
Oh, no. We already said that on another show, but that's not what's in question right now.
No, I'm just saying it again, because it did come up last night on another show. But if Mike and Cold Killer are still good, why is everybody else arguing about that?
Well,
like you said, dog, it shouldn't be brought up no more.
Well, see, that's what I'm saying. They keep bringing it up, though. See, when they bring it up, this is what dog do. If you keep fucking with me, I'll leave shit alone. But if you keep messing with me, I ain't got no problem with goddamn it fucking back with you if you keep fucking with me. So, hold on, that's a good question. Let me see if this code written in. No, 225-8031. Go ahead.
Hey, dog.
Yes, sir.
He did bring up the November 3rd last night, but I think that was valid what he asked Roy about that, about him going to the house of Hook instead of coming to Macon. And
okay,
I feel
I'm
like,
glad you said that. Why would you even worry about what Roy did? That's
Roy
did, business when
he
went.
He didn't say Macon. If you going to, what he said was.
Man, we ain't even mixing words. Okay, what did he say to Zoo? Or what did he say?
No, he just said what he asked him,
he said was. You know, it was. I think it was a valid question when he asked him. He said, "You went to November 3rd race twice, and I moved my banquet in order to, you know, pay respect and let you know not mess your put my banquet on top of your show." And he asked. He said, "All of us would be coming to support your show. Would you be going back to the November 3rd race in 13?" Or would you come to support us? And I feel like that was a valid question for him to find out, because if they looking out for him, he should turn around and return the same favor at least once.
I agree
I
with
you 110%,
but this is what you got to do. Why would you make that man make that decision when on a public forum? That wasn't a public forum question. Why that man came down here on November the 3rd and why he didn't go to the other show? That wasn't really public knowledge why he did that.
What
you're saying is right. I agree. That was a good question once it got out. But that's some shit we shouldn't even been talking about, though. That's what we're getting at. The shit that was going on last night shouldn't have never been brought out publicly. No more. We haven't said we're going to stop negative shit.
Me, just my opinion, I don't think Jeff was actually, you know, being mean or, you know, going head on to nobody. I think he was just, you know, Jay just having fun. Love him or hate him, that's just Jay.
Okay, well, then, like I said, you got some people think having fun, some people didn't. Okay, that's your opinion. We can't say you're wrong for what you're thinking. We can't say you're wrong.
Okay, now let me tell you, all right, my last little thing. I feel like if you feel like it was a personal attack on you last night, why didn't you call Jay today and y'all kind of, you know, just see what
thank
it all
you.
Was about?
Whoever said thank you, fuck you, and let me tell you why. If I call that motherfucker and say it to him, I hope my dick fall the fuck off. I'm getting tired of motherfuckers always shooting bullets at me. I ain't going to call that bitch and say a motherfucking thing to Jay.
But dog,
now, that's the way
this,
I feel about,
the thing about it.
Thank you.
Dog, this the thing. Dog, could you have called him to find out could you be Steven? Because he used Steven a lot last night. I never knew what a Steven was.
Let me tell you the way I feel. That motherfucker had a show last night, was on 2.5 hours. I sat up there 2.5 hours because Alabama was already fucking Notre Dame up, so I ain't had to worry about that. 2.5 hours waiting to get on the show. You don't do that right now. Just like when you push it, I ain't going to stop you. I don't care if anything you say is against me. I ain't going to mute your mic just because I don't agree with you saying. But fuck that. If I make a phone call to a motherfucker to find out what the fuck he meant by, he can suck out my left asshole.
But the reason why he attacked you personally was because of the fact what you did about, you know, Hattiesburg thing last Tuesday.
What did I do about Hattiesburg, sir? Tell me what did I do about Hattiesburg. Tell me. Maybe I'm missing
about what you said about they should have promoted Hattiesburg.
Okay, okay.
That's why he attacked you and Mike.
Okay, I did say that, but what's wrong with that if you tell me? If you right now you run a business, you tell me you for all races. Do you realize how many motherfucking races that's gonna be going to Fat Tuesday? So all I did is say if you're gonna mention one show, you mention all the motherfuckers. What's wrong with that?
I run a transportation service, and I tell you right goddamn now, I'm not fixing to promote type man service if we in the same business.
You don't suppose
that's
to, sir.
Example. That's what I'm saying, and that's the same thing. Why would you support, why would Big Clark and them sit there and help somebody else, Hattiesburg, when they got a 5-day show, they got a 1-day show? Why would they support somebody
else? Okay, can you listen
to
me real good right now?
Because we're all supposed to be
Can you hear me, caller? Can you hear me?
Okay,
this is what I said. If you come on a show just like we is now, you seen when I came on my show today, I mentioned February the 7th, February the 9th, and February the 16th. If you're going to say you for all races, you don't have to promote that show. Just say they're having a show. That's all I said.
But now, once again, this is your goddamn show. You run
Okay, my point I'm trying to make, goddammit, the injustice is if you're going to go on a fucking public forum and advertise, because maybe I'm a racer that's up in goddamn Halifax, motherfucking Egypt, and I don't know when the race is going to be. If I'm listening to your show for information on where they're going to race at, then I want to know where all the races are going to be at, if you say that's
but
what your show is for.
Go ahead.
Hey, dog.
Go ahead, Corey.
Okay. I went on Hub City website last week. I went on it yesterday. I went on it today. Not one time did I see them promote Big Clark and Gadget Show.
Sir, have you ever heard them say they promote all shows or mention all
but
shows?
That's not what I'm saying. What you're saying
is what one's
supposed to do for the other what the other won't do
No, you're missing the point, what I'm trying to say.
Unless you
the radio
say,
shows is for information for all the people, sir. That's what you fucking missing. The radio show is for information for all people. Now, if you said, I'm only going to get this show is just for the people, information for just for people that I do, then I can understand. Don't say a damn thing about no fucking Fat Tuesday. You say you for all races, all, not select few.
Okay, well, we gonna put it like this here. Just example, not stating no names, not pointing no fingers, but the March 9th race that will be talked about on the East Coast, they got a March 9th race that'll be in Louisiana. Do you think the promoter of the March 9th race, he going to give a lot of homage to the March 9th race in Louisiana? Or he going
to
take care of his business and promote his show?
All he got to do is say they're having a race in Louisiana. Boomer on Wheels having a race in March 9th in Louisiana. And then he can go back and promote his race. If you're gonna talk about all races,
who says that they have to do it? That's all I'm asking.
Nobody said they had to do it. Just like me,
I'm gonna
promote the March 9th race because it's Mike Hill race, and I'm gonna promote that. That don't mean if Boomer called me and tell me about his race, or I don't know about his race, I won't mention it on my show.
Oh, I know. Don't. Let me tell you something. Let me make this clear. I'm just arguing the fact. That's all I'm doing. But this is the catch. That's what you choose to do.
see, this is my thing, because you try to keep it 100 and somebody else don't. That's on them. That's what makes us different.
All right, hold on. Let's get some more views in there. I might
not.
Hold
on. Tight man. If you don't want to keep it, it's just like you said, dog keeps it 100, okay? If somebody else ain't going to keep it 100, why would you want to be part of the organization?
Hold up. I said he tries to keep it 100.
Okay.
It ain't a public issue. It ain't never a public issue. I just can't talk about certain people.
Okay, but it's also, he does try to keep it 100. I mean, just like he was called Uncle Tom. Hell, I'm a white guy, but I guarantee you, if I shit in his face, I wouldn't be shit.
Danny, hold on a minute. Let me give a motherfucker here that I might not want to hear, but he's going to get it the way it is. Go ahead, Floyd.
Hold on.
I'm going to let everybody talk. I'm
going to
get the new people in first. Go ahead, Floyd.
Shit, I'm about like you. Just waiting on the damn phone 2.5 hours to get on and shit.
Goddamn, you've been waiting on the phone for 2 minutes, bitch.
Hey, Pat, hold on. I'm 20 hours old, you man. I'll make sure I pay you so you can answer my goddamn phone call. So,
man, fuck you. Go ahead and tell. We got a discussion going on. We telling jokes out there.
Hold up, dog. Don't talk to my neighbor like that.
Man, fuck you and your neighbor. Let's get this discussion out of the way first, and then I'll talk to your neighbor. Fuck you and your neighbor. Go ahead on, Floyd.
What y'all saying is basically based on your opinion, man. Everybody's based on their opinion. What that man saying is right, and what you saying is right. So you really ain't gonna solve nothing by what y'all saying, because there ain't really no right or wrong answer in the situation. It's just how you feel about certain things. I mean, what that man said was dead on it, and what you said, dog, was dead on it. But I don't necessarily think.
Stop for a minute, and let me tell you why. This is why I'm saying it. Listen to what I'm trying to say. I'm going to say it slow because I just didn't know how to put it out in baby terms. On the other shows, they said it was for all races. They're trying to bring all races together. So if you're trying to bring all races together and you advertise this show, but you skip this show, skip that one particular show?
That's all I'm saying.
Why is that show you particularly? Just tell me why you skipped it,
okay.
And then maybe I can live with it.
Okay, we all wrong, and that's a bunch of bullshit. I mean, that's the advertising. That's a bunch of bullshit. We ain't for all races. We for all races to come to our race.
Okay, I'm going to be in Lena this week, and when I finish down in Lena today, I might go to Fat Tuesday. what you say is we got Little Mississippi on February the 9th. We got, goddamn it, Fat Tuesday from the 10th through the 11th. We got, damn it, Running Brown in Kauai, February the 16th. Now, since it, whoever's my race, I'm going to go back. I'm going to be down in Lena, Mississippi. I'm going to move my race because I'm Big Clog and Gadget. That's what the fuck I'm talking about, man. God damn, what's so fucking simple and hard to know about that?
But, dog, that's what I'm saying. I'm just messing with you, man.
Don't mess with me when it's business, motherfucker. We play when we play. But if it's a serious goddamn
but
thing, don't play with me. I don't play when it's serious.
I know
it's time
know
to play
saying,
if it's a goddamn time to be serious.
I'd do the same thing, too. I would do the same thing you do. I would mention the show.
But
you know,
who is that, Chuck G?
Yeah, it's Chuck G.
Hey,
dog. Because you would do it, don't make it motherfucking right. That's just you being a good person.
No,
yeah,
that's
yeah,
right. Listen, this like, man, this is what I'm trying to say. You got a mission statement.
That.
You got a mission statement. Okay, just like right now. If I got a mission statement on my radio show, I'm going to say my radio show, this station that we're on right now. My mission statement on this thing here right now. If I don't like what a motherfucker said, I still ain't going to mute his mic. Now, if I start muting motherfucker's mic, well, I just lied about my mission statement. The mission statement on the other show was, we here for all races, and if it's a race going on, we're going to talk about your race. That's what the mission statement was. Now, if you said, okay, we're going to talk about the race we want to talk about, then I ain't got a goddamn thing to say.
Hey, dog. Okay. Dog. Hey, dog.
I'm listening. Go ahead, brothers.
Listen.
Let me get William Brown on there, and then let me one more thing, because that head white motherfucker always got the right answer. Go ahead, William Brown, you big head bouncer.
What's going on, fellas? Hey, no, I agree with you. You know, in this Grudge game, we all, I mean, somebody said something that IHRA promote NHRA racing because they're two different sanctions. And as a Grudge racer, we all together, we put together. So if you help one guy out and mention his race, he going to mention your race. Because everybody has different listeners. I mean, you have the same listeners to all these radio stations, but then again, you got different listeners. And what you got these radio stations for is to inform the people, the Grudge Racing community. That means fans, the Grudge Racers, East Coast, whatever, whoever listen to it. And in order to inform them properly and get them the right information, you have to mention what's going on in the Grudge community. And anybody having a Grudge race, why not mention their Grudge race? So you can get that support from them when it's time for your race to come up. You don't have to show up and give support. You can just mention that person race and give support, show support. Everybody can't travel. Everybody don't have the money to travel. Everybody can't tow their cars up and down the road. But if you mention a person, that person is going to be grateful because you put his show out there to some of the listeners that he didn't get through.
The bottom line is you're right, and if Grudge Inc. can't control every one
of
these shows,
don't call their name.
Well, I'll say my other 13 or 14 shows, but you know how I feel about it. If they can't control it, your ass ain't gonna be in it. It's a proven fact. I mean, you look at Tony Bynes. Everybody knows Tony Bynes in the whole world. If Tony can't get along with this certain damn organization, it's fucked up.
No. No, I ain't even gonna make no comment. Real tree, that's your opinion.
Let me tell you something.
And do all kind of shit, and I will kill a motherfucker if you put your hands on me and sit
right
down.
Right now, you're getting personal
now.
You're missing the point now. We getting personal now.
You're getting personal, man.
You shouldn't be doing that.
Okay.
No, BT,
don't be ignorant your whole life. Let me explain something to you. If me and Real Tree don't see eye to eye, I shouldn't voice my opinion about Real Tree. See, I'm gonna voice my opinion about Real Tree because me and Real Tree are friends. So that dumb shit you just said, BT, and you know what happened in Florida, you're an ignorant motherfucker.
See, that's why I'm trying to tell y'all, y'all getting personal. So Shaq Dan and DT, both of y'all wrong. So y'all need to shut up. DT, that's what I mean about it. You got to know. Hold on a minute. That's what I mean about it. You got to know when to say it, how to say it. Now, let me say this here. If Realtree was my fucking lawyer, the example he just used was a fucking good example. Now, how many people out there can really defend that statement he just said? He made a good statement, so he's right or wrong, in the public eye, he just told the goddamn truth.
No, that wasn't true. I disagree with that totally. That wasn't true.
You lied. What he said was if you couldn't get along with Tony Bynes, because Tony Bynes is a crackhead for racing, you can't get along with nobody. Now, that's true.
Tony Bynes is like a poorhouse motherfucking mouth.
You put a piece of cheese anywhere, Tony Bynes going to get that cheese. So what he really said is if you can't get along with Tony Bynes and you fight all the time with Tony Bynes, well, there must be a problem there somewhere. That's just what real people said now. But on the surface.
I can get along with Tony. A lot of people can get along with Tony because Tony ain't no hard person to get along with.
He's saying, Eric.
Tony also likes to be in control of the shit. Come on, let's keep it real.
That's true, too.
Tony, everybody, a lot of motherfuckers follow Tony because Tony who he is and all the rings that he do. A lot of shit Tony do be wrong with motherfuckers and everybody just go along with that shit.
No, I agree. But what you fairly realize was, Eric, just like you said, you and Tony Bynes. Okay, Eric, just like you just said, you and Tony Bynes can hate each other. But hold on a minute, but if you want to turn that your damn show, you know damn well y'all can go out there in the backyard and wrestle and work something out where that bitch gonna be at your show.
Yeah, but what I'm saying though. It might not be to that point, but that don't necessarily mean because the fact that you can't work a deal out with Tony for Tony to be the show. That don't mean you wrong and Tony right.
You're right, but I'm trying to say a lot of motherfuckers feel the same way. They just don't see it. Now, I try to start the shit because I said I wasn't going to be the one that goddamn it started the shit because I have a radio show and I got a bigger voice than some people got just because I got a show. But I feel the same fucking way.
Hey, I got a question for everybody. Why is it two banquets? If we're a grudge racing community and this grudge racing, it's just like somebody said earlier. They don't have two Emmy awards, they don't have two BET awards. They have one BET award for rapping and R&B, and then they had an Emmy award, and then they had a Grammy award.
Okay, I'm going to show you something right now. Neil Rollins is my main man, and goddamn it, he know that. That motherfucker cussed me the fuck, slapped the fuck out, said I didn't promote his show much as I want to. But this is what I told him. I said, E, a lot of motherfuckers, I said, I didn't just jump on your show because you got a lot of friends out there too, just as many as me. Some people that might get mad at me might not get mad at you, so promote your own show. William Brown on his phone right now. Every time you have a motherfucking show, he said, dawg, you want to miss my show? I said, William Brown, just let me know when you want to come on here, and you got all the time you want. Am I lying to either one of y'all, Eric or William Brown?
Can I break in 1 second? 1 second. 1 second. You just told William Brown and you told Eric they can come on and mention their show. Whoever told Fat Tuesday.
If we go again, now see that's what I mean by motherfucker.
Okay.
You got one,
I just told you,
only reason I said it was because. Hold on, let me tell you. Now on my show, remember I always said I ain't advertising nobody's show, but you can come on and do your own show. That's my mission statement. Now that's my mission statement. I keep telling you, their mission statement type was that they for all grudge racers and they would now mention everybody's show. That's what y'all feel to miss.
Okay.
No, what I'm trying to tell you is, I didn't say I was going to come on my show and mention every goddamn show. I said, if this got a show, they can come on my show and then advertise their show. That's what I said.
Ain't nobody answering my question. Why the hell we having two banquets and it's just one grudge community? That's what I'm talking about, William Brown.
Ain't answer my goddamn question.
It's one grudge racing community. Why the hell we having two banquets?
They ain't gonna answer that motherfucker.
Shouldn't everybody come together as a grudge racing community? It's more than one community. Here's the answer to that, okay? And guys, you guys can take it down a thousand because y'all are just taking this shit way too serious. But here's the joke.
You just don't want to ruffle the fucking. But go ahead and get it. Y'all be quiet and then go tell us why it's two bags. Y'all be quiet.
You know what?
Y'all be quiet.
Y'all motherfuckers is fucking tripping. This shit.
Yo, go ahead, goddammit. You got the flow.
Okay, I'm going, but I'm still going to get my comments. Y'all motherfuckers are tripping. This shit ain't that serious.
Man, go ahead, motherfucker. God damn, you got the fucking show.
Listen,
one brother because I voice my goddamn opinion.
This one right here would have been huge. This would have been huge
if we had had the one Pro Stock Joe having and the one Grudge Inc. having, and that Grudge Inc. could have came in just like Jay did on the last banquet and gave the bank and gave the awards for Grudge Inc. people the way he wanted to give it to them, and one nobody would have said a goddamn thing. And that way, we could have all been in the same place at the same goddamn time. Now, that's the goddamn
that
thing. Having two
that
more banquets is a bunch of fools.
Hold up, hold up.
Okay, who don't like it?
Oh, okay. I just want to say something. You got. You
don't
know.
Say it. Don't
no,
say
no,
it.
Go, Mike. Go and say what you gonna say.
Oh, okay. What I was gonna say is, when Pro, it got messed up because you just said Pro Stock done a great job, and people still complain, and he didn't want to do it. If he's doing a good job, people need to shut the fuck up unless they gonna step up.
Well, that ain't the point. See, every time we get one point, somebody bring another point up. We know he was doing a good goddamn job. We know motherfuckers going to talk shit. We know everybody, ain't nobody going to be satisfied with it the same way they do. When I go in there and take a shit sometimes, I get fucked up. I can't even shit right because sometimes my shit don't want to come out right. I hurt my asshole. So, I mean, we all going to have that. That's part of goddamn living. That's reality. That's what you call reality. Now, I'm finna open the mics back up. If anybody want to get back on, I did close your mics. If you want to get back on, press the one button and hit yourself in and out so I know it. But let me bring a motherfucker on here that anybody can want to talk. Just hit it one in time. Let me go ahead, William Brown.
And to make a long story short, what Pro Stock Joe said, really we can't get along and we can't come together and do something fun, a fun activity, because you got guys putting races on top of each other. Because he ain't at the gate, or he ain't getting nothing out of it, out of the situation, or you didn't put him on the fly. So they said, fuck it, we're going to have our own race and do our own thing so we can, you know, we can highlight who we wanted to highlight. So, and the law, we can't come together, we can't do things like we're supposed to do.
Okay, hey, I ain't got my phone mic, so whoever talking in the background, mute your mic now.
Don't stop, Joe.
No, it was Eric. It was my boy Eric. 313-6638. Go ahead. 313-6638. Go ahead. Okay, Tyke Man, you there, Tyke Man?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, now everybody did say that, you know, Pro Stock Joe, which you don't know, did an excellent motherfucking job. That's a lot of goddamn work, and nobody want to do nothing but him. But my point is, Pro Stock Joe know that. Pro Stock Joe like this shit. He complained about it now, or saying something about it, but he loved this shit. But he knew how much work it is, and it is. The motherfucking man should have been getting paid to do this shit. Some people come on and say, hey, man, he was stealing money. Okay, well, goddamn, if you do it, then you steal the money then. Point I'm trying to make,
okay.
Going right back to what William Brown said, we still should have had no two banquets because all of us should have been at one damn place. J and M could have did the same thing they did last year. They did an excellent motherfucking job last year at the banquet by getting awards he wanted to give. Then he could have gave all the East Coast, West Coast, North, or whoever he wanted to give. He could have did it. Pro Stock Joe now got the banquet that he's having, and he's trying to incorporate everybody. But he still can't incorporate everybody. It's still going to be some motherfuckers out here with their mouth done. But I told Pro Stock Joe that he was doing an excellent job. I said that myself. And if they didn't like it, fuck it. If you didn't want to take the helm, fuck it. So that's what I got to say about it, but I still say it shouldn't have been but one fucking banquet.
I understand what you're saying, and dog, this is the whole catch. I ain't taking up for nobody or defending, but I remember when these people said they was going to pay for the banquet out of their pocket, and the first thing before they ever got a chance to do anything, and there's a fact, people, oh, it's going to be one-sided.
No, I'm going to say
that
was BET, but y'all not here to explain what it is.
That was me said that. So one man
called
the whole motherfucking show. That's some bullshit, type man.
Hold on. You got to do it calm. You got to do it calm.
That's some fucking bullshit. I ain't had no way. I couldn't have stopped no goddamn shit. The motherfucker didn't want to do it no fucking way.
That's what I'm trying to tell you. You got to know how to do this and shit. They was trying to say that was BET said that shit, but y'all didn't let him finish. I felt the same way BET felt. I didn't get a chance to say it the way he said it. What he really meant by that was, and he probably was telling the truth. If Grudge Inc. just did it, they felt obligated to get their races, the trophies, and I don't blame them. So, I mean, you know, but y'all didn't let him get a chance to explain it before everybody jumped in on his ass and just started talking shit about it.
But no, you had a lot of people. You had a lot of people come right behind BG and whoever said whatever they said, and the first thing they said was it's gonna be one sided, this and that, and it was said. So guess what? When I'm spending my money, dog, I spend my money where I want to spend it, how I want to spend it. So
that's true, Track Man. Ain't nobody said you wasn't wrong, but my point I'm trying to make is it's because BET had an opinion that it was gonna be one sided. I mean, why he can't have his opinion?
He can, but I was raised, if you ain't got nothing good to say, sometimes that just, if you don't have nothing good to say, it's best not to say nothing at all. I try
well,
to type
man, we would never have a show. Everybody on this motherfucker don't have nothing. We all done said something that wasn't good.
Oh,
it's
yeah,
just a matter of goddamn
it, saying,
whoever we talking about, whether we like it or we like them or don't like them.
I said it earlier, the popularity contest. I like everybody. I made the comment last night. I support grudge racing. I don't give a fuck whose show I'm going to. If they have a
when you said it like that, you covered everything. That's what I'm trying to say. But hold on a minute. Let me get the Georgia governor in there. Let me get the Georgia governor in. Go ahead, Dolomite.
Hey, what's going on, fella? Good evening, everybody. Dog, I'm gonna chime in a little bit about that, the banker situation. Now, two banquets is bullshit. I got to say that myself. But I understand how this happened. Okay, now next year, this year, in this case, for next year, will be a different story. But this banquet got splitted out of actually two people agreeing that they're going to do a banquet over here, and the other people said no, and then the other said, so it got mixed up this year. So I understand why it's two banquets. But to have two banquets is bullshit. Now, here's a couple of things that I want to say about that. I am one of the ones that have been said to me that because I'm not supporting one of the banquets, that, you know, that's wrong because I said that I would support the one banquet. But now it's two banquets. I don't want to support two banquets. I want to give the effort to one banquet to try to make it as good as we can. And next year we need to fix this shit so we don't have two fucking banquets. But this year it got screwed up in the beginning because the pride factor got involved, just like always, and one person went, fuck it, I ain't going to do it based on what we was hearing. What they heard, which was one person say, well, you know, it's going to be lopsided, and then a couple of people jumped on it. BET didn't mean it that way. He was just making his comment. That's his comment. He got a right to his opinion, and nobody can disagree with that. If that's the way he felt when he said that, then that's, I mean, ain't nothing wrong with that. But when it came about, when people were spending money out of their pockets and not have to put the burden on the public, good gracious. Okay, so everybody will be able to come to this thing, enjoy it, and have a good time. And then it was like, man, damn, I'm trying to spend my money, and this is the things that we get type of situation with the individuals that were putting the money up. So then the banquet went down on that end. Then the other end said, well, okay, well, fuck it, we got to have a banquet. So
okay, Dolomite, I'm glad you said that, and you said it nice and calm, and everybody listened, if you notice, we had no noise. But I'm going to say this to my man, Tyke Man. Tyke Man, we went to damn in Hattiesburg. We went to damn, yeah, we went to damn, we went to damn, Race, and, wherever. Yeah. We stopped in at Cracker Barrel. Tyke Man bought all our breakfast. All our breakfast. Didn't flinch or nothing. My point I'm finna tell Tyke Man, you're spending your money, but you're supposed to be spending your money because you wanted to, and you weren't really looking for nothing in return. So my point I'm making is, if you was gonna have a banquet and spending your money, you still shouldn't have no damn animosity on just cause a motherfucker said this or that about it. If you was gonna do it because you wanted to do it, just do it then. Don't worry about it. Just next time, you know, don't spend your money.
Exactly,
well,
but that true, you, but, know, but that was. That was my
all
choice.
All that Tyke Man answered, then I got some other.
That was their choice to spend their money. That was their choice to have a separate banquet and spend their money for that, though, Tyke. That was their choice. Don't care what DT
exactly.
said, don't care what I said. They should, well, fuck it. Because they motherfuckers said we ain't going to do this here, we ain't going to have it. God damn, you probably didn't want to have it.
Can I say this right here? I don't go to banquets anyway.
I'm just saying, though, everybody tried to have it on BET, but BET didn't never get a chance to explain himself. That's why everybody was trying to say it.
But
once
I
BET,
said that to say
they would have had a damn, they would've, everything would have been okay. That's a lie.
Oh, yeah. I said that to say this here. I don't want nobody to think that, I'm over here defending this person, defending that person. I'm just saying, and notice what I've been saying the whole night, is that is this opinion, and did you look at it that way? That's all I'm saying. Because really,
you said it right the other night when you asked you about the races. Once you said it like that, that's the same thing William Brown was trying to say. Once you said it, you can't say, are you for all races, good? Are you for all races? You can't say, I'm for all races, but I ain't for BET because that motherfucker ain't got no car. Well, BET can go out there and race the goddamn ragged-ass car he brought to the track. So he a racer, too. You can't, if you say you for all,
exactly.
All means inclusive, all.
But, dog, can I say one thing about that all deal?
Yes, sir.
Okay, all grudge races mean everybody can attend and join in.
Yes.
Okay, that's what the all means. Okay, now there are going to be times that races are not going to be mentioned on all sides, not just one talk show or all the talk shows. Something's going to happen like that. That's going to make that happen. But all means that everybody is included, man.
That's what I'm talking about.
I'm just understanding all the beat. Okay, everybody's included in this thing. Okay, but it's so many people powers with the power struggle deal. You know what I mean? And everybody want to be in the forefront of being the one that say, the one that made this happen. Sometimes the Indian, there's too many damn chiefs and not enough Indians. And we don't know how to follow, some of us.
Well, you're right about that. We always keep saying, everybody wants to be the one that said, I'm the one that did this, I'm the one that did this here. I mean, everybody wants to stand up and say, they're the one that did it. But when it's fucked up, then they want to throw somebody else up in the front and say, everyone did it.
Exactly.
You got to lead by
that
example,
being said,
too.
That being said, the only way we're going to move forward, like everybody's saying that they want to do, is we got to recognize what's good and go that direction. You know, we allow ourselves, trust me, we allow ourselves based on the egos that we have to take us to places that we don't want to go, the arguments that we really don't want to have, but we go that way anyway. You know what I mean? Everybody don't know how to shut the fuck up and just follow.
Dolomite.
And let's make this thing work for everybody.
Dolomite, this is the problem right here. This is the problem right here, Dolomite. Everybody don't want to offend somebody else. Now, certain shit ain't for the air. If everybody was to take care, if everybody was to be true to everybody off the air, you would have to bring the bullshit on the air. And I'm just going to use you for an example. I ain't going to tell you what. You know what we talk about off the air about what we talked about. You know what I'm talking about. I don't want to say it, but you know what we're talking about, right? Me and you, Dolomite.
Yeah, well, me and you talk about, yeah.
You know about what I'm about to improve, whatever we were trying to improve. You know what I'm talking about, right?
Uh-huh.
I don't want to say nothing on the air, because what I'm saying is me and you talking about something that you need to improve, right?
Right.
Did I lose you, Dolomite? I need to know that I lose you or not.
Yeah, you're kind of losing me, but
okay.
I'm trying to follow you.
Okay, your DVD.
Right. Oh, okay, yeah.
Okay, now, I came to you, and me and you talked, Dolomite. You didn't want to hear that shit. Now, I ain't going to come on the air and say that kind of shit. But now, a real man that I came to you in your face and told you, because you told me to come tell you, I came and told you, if everybody did it, that shit, then don't you think this shit already be resolved now?
Oh, yeah, and you seen what happened. I fixed that shit right away.
Oh, yeah, you got to tell what it is, but I'm just trying to settle. See, that's what's wrong. I don't want to tell Realtree this here, because if I tell Realtree his fucking hair look like shit, well, Realtree ain't going to give me $100 when I ask for it. If I tell Tag Man, well, fuck you, Tag Man, I don't like what you said. Tag Man ain't going to come bring me no gas if I break down. Ain't it? Fuck Tag Man, fuck him in his stinking ass, and if I call him, he better come bring me the gas. That's where you got to be. Just be yourself. Stop trying to always want something from somebody just to goddamn please that person.
I agree, but here's the problem, though. We're using the talk shows to air all dirty laundry.
That's my point, then. That's what I'm saying. We made a truth. Okay, we made a fucking truth not to bring none of this bullshit on the air. Now, hold on a minute. Tight Man, did we make a fucking truth not to bring none of this shit on the air?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, I can't help but the point. Okay, I didn't break the truth. That's all I'm going to say. I didn't break the truth.
Man, I don't know what's wrong. Man, shit.
So what I'm trying to say, goddamn it, Dolomite is, goddamn it, we said we're going to stop talking about this and shit. Why do somebody keep breaking this fucking truth and keep bringing it the fuck up, then?
Can I add Dolomite something out when you get finished?
Yes, sir, man. You know you can. Don't come in with that. You know you can.
No, 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 no. It's like the night especially when somebody try to make a good point, you know, it's jokes and shit. So I wanna ask Dolomite. Dolomite.
Yeah, go ahead, Tiger.
Dola. Okay.
Yeah.
You're a professional man, you in the corporate world. If every time someone say something about that you don't agree with, is it always best to reply, or do you let a motherfucker sit there and talk by themselves? Eventually they'll get tired, won't they?
Oh, absolutely, because silence kills. Sometimes not saying nothing to a person works just as good as attacking them with verbal deal because you're upset. But see, that's just it, man. Everybody wants to rebut, man, but don't nobody want to say, you know what, he just stupid, I ain't going to say nothing to him. Sometimes
now, I got to admit, then you're right. Pac-Man did say do that shit, just let that shit roll down your back. But you got to realize, some shit, I mean, you know, eventually you get tired of goddamn it, let it roll down your back. You know,
Let me commit to this publicly. And I wish that we all would do this, and maybe it will help the situation. If I see anybody going a direction that is going to harm the grudge community coming together and moving forward, then I'm personally going to call that particular person and try to get them to see, not by trying to be somebody I'm not, but just try to get them to see that the direction that they're headed with what they're saying is a dead end, and it's gonna be a road that we don't want to hold. Because like I told somebody today, you know, if we're not trying to move grudge racing forward, then all we're doing is fucking it up.
I mean,
the way it looked at me from the outside looking in, as long as a motherfucker getting paid, he don't give a fuck if you fuck up or not. That's what it looked at me.
Well, that's true, but that don't mean that you don't see the way you talk to a man means a lot. I can tell you, you're a fuck up. Or I can say, you know what, bro, let me show you something that might happen.
Right.
What do you think would happen if you'd done it? You know, the way you talk to a person is going to determine what you get back out of that person.
That's true.
Okay. But we see somebody mess up, we want to jump on their ass and down their throat in a way that's going to allow them to come back to you in a way that's not going to produce a better result, a good result.
Well, if you and BET and Gunny Picks and all y'all get together and say, hey, man, we ain't going to talk about neither one of our goddamn it, our DVDs or our promos or something. But every time you look around, we got one of y'all motherfuckers always talking about another's promo. What you do about that?
Talk about it.
What I'm saying is, I'm going to say Gunny Picks, BET, if y'all make a truce, say don't care what, we ain't going to talk about each other's product. But yet and still, every time you look around, one of y'all and start talking about this man should have did this or I could have did this better. What you say about that? That's the same thing we do.
I step to that man as a man and try to get him to see it in a way that's going to produce a good result. I'm not going
to
go there and say,
that.
Now, man, I thought
hey,
we
if you step to him, if you
shit,
step
man.
To him like
look
that,
look what you're doing. Blah, blah, blah. I mean, the way that I get a man to respond and move the way that I want them to move in corporate world and the world in general, okay? It's talk to BET as a man.
Okay,
you know
now, if
mean?
You did that, came to him as a man,
not clearly
I mean, okay,
man.
Go on, let me ask you another question, man. Okay, if you did that and they still ain't do no good, then what? Mayday.
Well, if that's the case and don't do that, then I'm going to leave that person alone. And ignore that person from that point forward, because you ain't gonna stop them from doing it if that's the case.
So, what do you do then? If you ignore them and they still do it, if you ignore them a couple of times, but it still happened, then what you do, Delamite? I just want to know. I need to know all my avenues. I need to exhaust all my avenues.
You can only put in so much time in a situation trying to correct it before you leave it alone.
Okay, if you leave it alone, but it don't leave you alone, then what?
Trust me, anything that's by itself, sooner or later,
sooner or later it's gonna turn or stop. You let a baby cry long enough and don't pick him up, that baby gonna stop fucking crying.
Because he did?
No, he gonna be dead. That sucker be there either sleep or sucking his thumb. But sooner or later, it's gonna stop. But you cannot, unless you're gonna kill a man, you cannot stop a man from doing what a man wants to do.
All right. So, you get these end results, we getting out of here, Dolomite.
So, you know, like I said, you know, communication is the key, man. It's the key to anything in life. You know, we got to learn to communicate with each other as men and stop trying to get on some of us, not all, some of us get on the show, and we're so ready to bash the next person because they don't see the point of view that we have individually. We want to bash that particular person because he's not following out the way that we think he should go. I mean, you know what I mean? Step to that man as a man. Sometimes it takes more than one man to step to him right, but you can't have two hot heads going after somebody to try to get them to see a point of view, you know what I mean? And both of y'all bashing that man because he's going to bag up and he's going to come out fighting. That's just fact of life. But, you know what I mean, communication is the key, and I think we need better communication.
All right, give me some good words to close out there, then. Give me some good words to close out, Dolomite.
Good words to close out? Remember
yeah,
that we're talking to men, and let's act like men.
All right. William Brown, you see that? Where that pretty ass fucker went? William Brown. Realtree, go ahead, Realtree. Give me some words to get the hell out of here. I'm finna go get drunk. Hold on a minute. Oh shit. Hold on a minute. Hold on a minute. Don't y'all go nowhere. Oh shit. Go ahead, champ.
Hey,
go ahead, champ.
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Man, I've been listening to this topic here, and like you say, man. Dolomite and everybody else can get their point of view across what they're trying to say. You know, all the players, the major players was on the phone and said they were going to keep bringing up this dirty laundry. And like you say, man, it may go on for 2 or 3 weeks, nobody say something, and then somebody will bring up some old shit and start all this bullshit back over. That's why the grudge game, man, can't get no better.
Got a point there, Keith.
Huh?
Got a point there, Keith.
It's not getting no better, man. I mean, I was on the radio that night when all the major players was there. Said, okay, we ain't going to say this no more. After the night, this is squash. Everybody squash. We're moving forward. We got something positive to say about somebody. But shit, you know, it's like you say, man, when you listen to the show, it always somebody picks something up and it escalates and go on and on. And, you know, I listened to last night on that show that you're talking about. I ain't calling no name, but I listened to that show when they was talking about your show. Man, that has no concern. That shouldn't have had no concern of their show. A lot of these shows, we got a lot of them on here, but they run out of stuff to talk about, so they go back and get some of these negative topics to feed the racists and the fan into this bullshit. That's really what it is. It's bullshit, man.
Well, I agree with what Ken said now.
That's bullshit, man. If we're going to go forward, that's one reason why I thought, you know, when the question was asked to me last night about paying a favor, doing this and blah, blah, blah. That's why I don't do no shows, because you know what? You can't do any show. People put their money up. You can't do any shows because somebody's going to
always... Let me stop you, Ken,
because
you just made a hell of a point. Let me stop you, though. You gave him an answer last night on the show, right?
Yeah.
Okay, in your own opinion, just your own opinion, once you gave them the answer, did they seem like they were satisfied with your answer? Did they keep trying to make you answer another way? I'm just asking in your opinion.
They were not satisfied with my answer. They kept trying to drive me to say something negative towards my group. You know,
thank
I know that's what it be, man. I'm not crazy. They, you know, people think just because I get on here and talk slow that, you know, can say something. You know, man, I already know where a lot of these people be going with a lot of these questions they be going.
So Ken, let me ask you a question again so everybody understand when they said dog always start this and shit and whatever. They asked you a question. They asked you a question what your opinion was, right? Did they ask you a question?
Right. They asked me a question
okay.
What's my opinion.
Yeah, you answered it. You answered it. You answered it, right?
Correct. I answered.
They didn't like, okay, you just answered. You answered it. And just because they didn't like your answer, did they not ask you that same fucking question two or three goddamn more times to see what you're going to change your answer?
Man, it was just like I was on a damn trial. They tried to pick the question up and come back with the same question. And that's when I just had to make the point. You know, I had to make the point. And I found my final answer was, okay, I got the say-so over the bill. My group don't have the say-so over the bill. I let them have the say-so over the truck, not the bill. And when I didn't tell them what they want, you notice how they pushed me right back under the road and went on, man.
Hold on a minute.
I didn't hit the one button.
Real tree, you still on the phone?
Yeah.
Hold on, Real tree, you still on the phone?
Yeah.
Okay, now that's the same thing Real tree said, and y'all said he was being negative and being mean. He see the same shit, too. Some people see this shit for what it is. Okay, some people just don't say it out loud. Go ahead on, champ.
Yeah, I mean, no, I'm sitting here saying, you know, I already know where it be going. I didn't hit the one button. I know damn well I hit the one button because I had my phone on mute and I was here at work. And then all of a sudden, they saw my number on the board and they pulled it up. That's why I said I didn't hit the one button, you know. Oh, yeah, we saw you hit the one button. Man, but I, you know, in order for this Brewers game to get tighter, it's like everybody say, man, we need to come together as racers. We need to come together, man. We can carry this smack talk and bull jump talk to a certain level, but we should know where to cut it off. You know, cut it off, man, and move forward.
All right, Big King, you got anything else to say from down in Big Mississippi, man?
Nah, dog, I didn't, you know, I'm going to say this, dog, I didn't know the banquet had been moved to Jackson. I just found that out today.
Hold up, the banquet had been moved where?
What? To Jackson.
When? Oh, yeah, okay. I didn't know where they moved it to, but I heard they moved down there. Now, to be honest with you, the one that J&M having down there for Grudge Inc., that is a good move since all the guys that's going to already be down there probably for Lena, Mississippi or Fat Tuesday. So, in a way, that is a good move, but, you know, hey, it is what it is, kid.
I just happened to hear it through the grapevine and shit. I ain't seen nothing on the board or nothing about it. They had moved it.
Yeah.
I called Big Clark and asked, hey, man, y'all done moved it back quick. And he told me, yeah, we moved it to Sunday. I said, oh, okay.
Well, all right, Jim, ain't no thing. We finna get out of here. So give me anything else you got to say. I don't want you to say I cut you off. I'll let you have all the time you want.
Man, you know what? Dog, I'm going to say this here. This ain't being ugly. Man, I'd be glad. You know what? I'd kind of be glad when somebody beat me for this belt because you know what? This belt ain't brought me no prestige, no nothing.
It brought you some prestige now. It brought you some prestige.
Huh?
It brought you some prestige.
And who I cite, y'all? I'm going to let the show go on, but and who I cite?
You
went out? And who I cite to bring me some prestige?
Well, believe it or not, whether you know it, kid, they like it or not. Some folks want to say they're the champ, but, you know, I understand what you're saying. But the little prestige you did get, it wasn't fucking worth it. That's what you're saying.
But you know what I'm saying? When I get on Folks Doc Joe show, he cut me off. He meet my mic. When I get on the other show, they meet my mic. Only person don't meet my mic is you and Coochie. Everybody else I talk too slow for. It's just real talk. I'm just telling the truth. Anybody else, they fucking meet my mind, or I start talking, somebody else start talking, that shit, they don't act like I'm no goddamn champ. Hell, I ask myself sometimes, am I a champ?
Well, champ, you can come on my show tomorrow. I won't meet you, Mike. You can have all the time you need, champ. I won't meet
you,
Mike.
You know, it is what it is, man. It is what it is. Now,
all right,
Ken,
we'll see, man. Just hold that thought and all I got to say. I mean, you know, just...
There you go.
You be your
own
man. You ain't got to worry about none of this shit.
Cutting me the fuck off, dog. Now you know what they do.
Hey, I ain't cutting you off, man.
I must have got to pay to get my own goddamn time, man.
Hey, I didn't start talking to you. Stop. I let you finish because I know you talk slow, so go ahead. Hey, let me know when you do.
What's your boss name, dog?
I ain't got no boss.
I mean, you know, the show. I'm not your boss, but the show.
Showtime.
Well, Showtime, you on the one button. Hit the button and see what it takes for me to get this all 15 or 20 minutes an hour. Shit, dog, cut me off.
You can't do nothing. I'll tell this motherfucker. I'm going to control this show. But you can get, you can go in 15 or 20 minutes. I won't. Hey, whenever you through talking, kids, just say over.
All right, go ahead, man. I'm just having fun. That's all.
Oh, you ain't say over, motherfucker. You ain't gonna get excuse me.
Hey, this bitch is over. I'm ready to go down on some ass with two. Hey, hey, what's all on this phone, dog?
Who that?
The guy that was just still talking. Damn, the video man.
Dolomite.
Dolomite, you see that? Yeah,
Dolomite.
I'm here, dog. Dolomite.
He said that,
kid. Well, goddamn, I'm going to say this Dolomite before I go. When I burn somebody's ass, y'all don't never put no videos up and run it like y'all ran it the way Crew Chief beat me in Florida. Everywhere I look on the internet, that's the first goddamn race I see.
Central Time,
The number is 646-716-5986. It's called the Gunner Picks and BET Live Grudge Show. Every Wednesday night, grudge racing views from two videographers through the eyes of a lens. Talking about anything and everything. The camera doesn't lie, and there's no truth, no defense against the truth. Two videographers bringing the truth to the fans, and no hidden agendas. So listen in close to tune in early, so you get your chance to speak with BET Live. That's right.
All right, hold on a minute. Hold on a minute, tight man. I got two motherfuckers just coming in. One of them a boss. 803-8945. Go ahead.
All right.
He ain't paying attention. Let me get my. Go ahead, boss man.
Make sure it's not what you want.
You gonna put that away right there, though? They got the up to stickers.
Showtime, how you gonna push the one button talking? Tight man, what up on Showtime? You don't want to neither. All right, tight man, your show.
Oh, nothing, man. My final comment is, when you hit negative shit, you ain't always got to make a reply, but guess what? You're going to do it anyway. And I just learned in life, if you know if there's a negative motherfucker like Dolomite said, I understood everything that he said because I really think the way that he said it. I'm only going to listen to so much negativity, and the thing about it is, if I hear it, I don't have to reply to it. They talked about Jesus Christ, and ain't nobody on this line is no better than him. But it's over, you know, it's okay. Cause we
right,
got
man, let me ask you a question then, brother.
My final comment. I'm doing my final comment.
Oh, this your show. I'm asking you a question. I need your help, motherfucker. This is you're the damn show.
Okay, come on, dog.
Tight man. Me personally. I want to know. This ain't for nobody. It's for me. Tight man. How can I just ignore it? With the temperament I got, I just can't control myself for not saying nothing, type man. What can I do, right? You can't keep telling me
that
this, don't say nothing, because I
That is very dangerous, Doc. That is very dangerous. He who angers me controls me. So you mean to tell me you let people anger you? That's just like I got upset for a minute, then I turned around. And I calm down because, see, first of all, when you have two ears and one mouth, you hear boys talk and then you hear some men talk. And my thing is, we supposed to be our brother's keeper. And everybody's not going to be that way. That's cool. That's okay. Everybody's not going to be positive. If you want to keep your mouth closed, just don't listen to the shit. That's the whole catch about these shows. When it's something saying or some bullshit going on, we have the free right and the free will to just hang up. If I don't hear it, it ain't no need of me commenting on it.
So tight man, you basically telling me to just close myself off and don't listen to shit. Is that what you trying to say?
Okay, I'm gonna say it like this, dog. If you go get some pussy and the bitch burn you, you going to turn back around after you get cleared up and go get that same pussy the same way?
Not the same way.
Oh,
we'll
okay.
Put a rub on this side, but hold on tight. You might have somebody else. We can't let you go, love. We got people pressing the one. 706-8384. After hour talk, what's up?
I want to talk with BET about that number again. I missed the number for the show tomorrow night.
All right, BET. Go ahead, BET. Okay, BT don't hear you. You ready?
All right. I got 646-716-5986.
You got it?
Thank you. Yeah, thank you, dog.
Ain't no problem. God damn it. I don't have to let BT promote on my goddamn show. hold on a minute. Got somebody else here. 843-8848. Go ahead.
Just listen. I ain't mean hitting one.
All right, no problem, brother. We about ready to get out of here. Appreciate it, though. All right, tight man, go ahead. Let me see what Showtime got in the thing. Showtime, did you want to say something? You just messed up and hit the one button on accident.
Yeah, man, that's what I did, dog.
No, Showtime.
All right,
Showtime.
Yeah.
Hey, man, speak, speak on some of this shit you heard tonight.
What's that? I heard most of it. You talking about as far as
Well, let me ask you a question, Showtime.
Yeah, go ahead.
If you missed it. Every time someone says something about Showtime, do you think it warrants a rip?
I mean, if I wasn't given the opportunity to defend myself, yeah.
Oh, okay.
I mean, if I was
given the opportunity. Explain what you mean by that, man. Explain what you mean by that, Showtime.
I'm saying, who are you talking to, me or Showtime?
It don't make no difference. I just want to explain. I just want to expand a bit more.
No, what I'm saying, Showtime, you know, it's people in the world that when they speak, they always got your name in their mouth. They always got something negative to say. Been that way ever since you, let's say they've been that way ever since you know them. Can go negative at a given moment. Do you pay that shit attention?
Not at all. Not if it's routine. If it's routine,
okay.
I have to overlook that.
Okay. Thank you.
Because it really doesn't add up. You know what I mean?
I got another question for you, Showtime. I like talking to you, bro. If I slap the hell out you one time and I apologize and you let me get a pass with it, and I come back and slap the hell out you again, do you think I take you to be just really pussy.
Well, it's hard to decide between the two, but I think they both mean the same. But
let me ask you something, Showtime. If I do that two times that I see you, the third time that I see you, what you think gonna happen?
You gonna try to do it again?
Okay, that's all I want to know. So you know, I'm just showing that routine. If somebody done something a couple of times, pretty much know that's in the routine. So when are you going to elevate yourself to overlook that person other than that slapping shit now?
Yeah, you definitely have to start to overlook that because you figure every time you see that person, they're going to continue to do the same thing and not bring any change to the game.
Okay,
you know
thank
I mean?
You. Thank you, Showtime, bro. I appreciate you, bro.
Yeah.
You on the road, type man. Don't stop now, you mullet mouth motherfucker.
I did want to comment on one thing. That gentleman that said something about type man's business, transportation business. I understood his strategy as far as saying that, you know, if he's running the transportation industry, why would he recommend type man? But he also has to think outside of the box. If he's running the transportation business and he run out of equipment, who would he recommend?
Exactly. If his truck is down, I understand what he's saying. If his truck is up and they're running, yeah, they up and they're running and they're doing good, but what if all them motherfuckers take the shit at the same time?
Yeah.
All right, hold on, Tank. You got another caller, Tank. 336-7342,
Tank Man
After Hours. What's up?
Hey, what's going on, man?
What up? Who
this? What's up? This Bad Storm.
Oh, shit. Who you trying to fuck up now, man?
Damn right. All I want to know is anybody get their ass kicked down at the first ass whooping of the year.
No, it rained us out, man. We was all there, and you wasn't
well,
there.
Well, that's damn good. I'll be there Sunday. I want to be the first motherfucker to get somebody ass whooping for the damn 2013 year.
Got something for you, then, if you're there. I'm going to have something for you if you can get a motherfucker ass whooping then. Okay, call Tony Bynum and fuck him up.
Well, if Tony Bynum want to run, I damn sure want to run. I'll be there Sunday.
Okay, Bad Song. Okay, anything else you want?
No, that's all I want to know.
All right. Yeah. Quit, like, man, you smooth mouth motherfucker. You on the road, bitch. Go ahead on you and Showtime. Act like y'all got something going on. I'm going to get jealous after a while.
No, it's just sometimes you can see things from a different point of view. And, you know, sometimes, you ever had a motherfucker, the more you talk to him, the dumber he the same thing that I know a motherfucker on this phone accusing somebody else of having a conversation in private and say they're not going to do one thing and come back and do the opposite thing. I think that's calling the pot calling the kettle black. Wouldn't you say so, Showtime?
Yeah. I would think so.
Oh, okay. Well,
I hope you ain't trying to throw a slight hint, Ty, because I didn't bring it up. I just discussed it when it came up.
Who ran over that goddamn dog then?
No, but I know what you're trying to say, but see, you already doing it because you goddamn me and you just kind of flipping on the phone.
Hey,
I brought out some shit. That Rick shit.
Hey, I got another, man. Showtime, I'm going to direct this question to you and Dolomite.
His dog will holler.
Dolomite and Showtime. If y'all see me putting myself in a bad situation about to cause me some harm or someone else some harm, would you scream out, kill him, shoot him, stab him? Would you encourage me to do some shit like that, bro?
Now, Tyke Man, I'm gonna show you how goddamn it, your goddamn it 2x4 mile ass, how you took shit. Now you didn't take the whole thing. You heard Showtime.
Hold up, I didn't interrupt nobody. Let me say this: the way that I take something is just like the way that you took what you took and you felt the way you felt.
Okay,
go ahead.
I'm finna finish now. Showtime answered the thing, and that's the same way I felt. I didn't get a chance to respond to it. That's why I had to come on today and had to say something about that shit. I didn't get a chance to respond. That's why I had to say something about it. I didn't come full blast now. We talked about not doing nothing, but I told you, I didn't get a chance to respond, and I just couldn't hold that tight.
I understand, and I respect it, but as soon as this motherfucker go off, you know I'll be dialing.
Well, you can call me, because really, we ain't got nothing to talk about. I'm telling you. I couldn't really go off like I wanted to.
And you told me not to really say nothing.
But like Showtime just said, I didn't get a chance to respond. Anytime a motherfucker says something about me I don't agree with and I don't get a chance to respond, I don't care who said. It's just like in the court, the judge says, shut up, motherfucker, I'm going to hold you contempt. Well, fuck you, judge. You got to contempt me. I'm going to say what I got to say out of my mouth.
Okay, dog. That's bullshit, but if he say, and I was going to bring that up, you rotten motherfucker, I was going to bring that example up. But,
yes,
it's a kiss.
If he say,
shut up.
He didn't take no side because he don't know what the hell you're talking about. You just asked the question. He gave a good answer. Bitch, give me a chance to respond. That's all I'm trying to say, Ty, man. Give me a chance to goddamn it. Set my side up. Even if you don't agree with it, let me give my side though.
Nah, I've been in a few courtrooms. And at that particular time when my mullet mouth ass was in the lion's den, that man could have told me to do the motherfucking huckabuck or break dance, and damn it, that's what I would have done to get my ass out of crack.
But I went in the crack though. I wanted to act like a goddamn Norwegian Indian. I know, but guess what?
Well, I understand, and it goes both ways. That's just like, let me show you something. Do you think I want to use that example?
Hold on, Dolomite. Go ahead.
One thing you got to realize, everybody you don't hear don't mean that ain't nothing being said.
Exactly. That's true, too. Now, that's a powerful statement you just said, but go ahead, Ty.
Only thing I want to say, that's just like, do you think I really want to bring that example up of Mike? I got nothing. I don't give a shit if nobody don't. Let me show you something. I got my little boy, he playing sports and shit now. And I can't wait for him just to get a little older so I can focus more of my time on him. But I said that to say this. I don't have nothing against Mike. And you know anything I say while motherfucker on the phone, ain't on the phone, I will say it. I just don't want the people to take it back. Old Tight was blasting you by not taking your car to a show. I told Mike that when I was talking about the years ago. So it ain't no
big deal. Yeah, but I'm trying to settle, man. It's just like you got to live in that. You got to live up there with them. I don't. So some certain shit I can say, cause certain shit you can say.
Oh yeah, but you know,
but you can say what you want to say, but you know, you want pizza in your house, or you got to go out of the guy on the bathroom to get some pizza. Man.
Exactly, but guess what the catch is? You know, this Eric Robinson said it best last year.
Now, who got that background, Northern? Oh, it must be Showtime.
No, it's not me, man. That ain't me.
It's Showtime, Dolomite, or goddamn
it,
B.
It ain't me.
Motherfucking
mic's
open now.
Came off mute.
The only motherfucking mic's open.
Ain't but four
mics open.
Well, like I was saying, Eric Robinson said it best last year, and this is one to go on and move forward with. Tell your people when they wrong. You ain't a friend if you always saying yes. You right. I see it your way. You ain't no friend. You know.
Well, I'm going to be honest with you, man. I told you when Showtime first got this show, I said, Showtime, if I don't want no fucking show, but if you want me to have it, you got to let me do what I want. Showtime said, brother, do what you want. It's yours. And I told you my first show, I told everybody, I'm for goddamn the truth, and I'm for bringing out knowledge. I didn't say I was here for no locking out no goddamn girls, racers, or doing this and shit. I wanted to just try to educate some of the people in the game about this shit. That's what my show was about. And I'm going to keep it real. If I see anybody out there I think is being dead wrong, if I think it's being did wrong, I let it go a little bit and see can it work itself out. If it don't, trust me, I'm going to bring it to the air, whether you like it or not. So who all don't like that, just like I gave you my disclaimer, don't tune in.
Guess what? It's your show, and I'm glad you said that. You gave your disclaimer. Don't tune in. So if a motherfucker is doing their show the way they want to do, if you don't like it, don't tune in.
It ain't that I don't like it. It's like Tight Man, you keep on remember. Do your show any motherfucking way you want to. Keep dog mouth out your motherfucking mouth, though. If you keep me out your mouth, I keep you out of mine.
Yeah, what the kid.
If you go there and do your motherfucking show, turn that bitch up sideways, square ways, and block off the motherfucking road if
but
you want.
But yeah, what? We grown, dog.
Dog name out your mouth.
We are grown men. We are grown men.
I'm a grown man. I've been grown a long time.
I'm not saying you're not. I'm not saying you're not. Don't get me wrong. I'm just saying.
I know what you mean.
When are we going to overlook childish bullshit?
I'm not. Type man, let me tell you, type man. My show, that's one thing I don't compromise on my show. That's my integrity. You fuck around there and talk about my show, you got a problem. At first, I didn't like this and shit. Showtime liked this shit. I ain't like this bullshit. But now I love it. So when you talk about my show, you personally talking about me, and that's a sore spot with me. If you want to get me riled up, say something about my show, motherfucker.
Okay, I'm glad you said that. When you talked about their shows, they might have took it personal.
Okay, I came back and explained I wasn't talking about their show. Plus, don't forget one thing, type man. That everybody keep
you know
forgetting.
I know everything.
Everybody keep forgetting. If I said something about their show, they was right here. I'd let them talk. I didn't. They was on my show when they heard me say it. They said their piece. I didn't get a chance to say my piece. That's what y'all keep
saying. No, I understand. Okay, let me ask you something. If every time you come over to my house And I tell you, we having a cookout, and me and my wife and whoever else over there, I got a steak for every one of them and enough ribs for every one of them, but I got you old goddamn possum sandwich. How many of my cookouts you going to keep coming?
Well, type in. If I came over and ate possum the first time.
Answer my question. How many of my cookouts are you going to continue to come to?
Come to your cookout?
Yeah.
Should I get time to eat possum?
Oh,
shit. I might not.
Let me ask you a question, Tight Man.
If I came over and you gave me some possum, that might have been good enough for me. I'm going to keep eating possum until I get tired of possum.
Let me ask Tight Man. Say Tight Man.
Go ahead.
If you come to my house and I got some Kool-Aid, you ask for something to drink, I give you some Kool-Aid, and you taste my Kool-Aid, and you say it's bitter. So I go get you some sugar. And I put some sugar in there. I said, taste it now. You said, it's still bitter. So I put a whole damn bag in there. And I said, how to taste it now? You said, it's still bitter. What am I to do?
If you don't have no more sugar, ain't nothing else you can do.
Man, that's a dumbass goddamn question. What you trying to say, BG? You can't satisfy the motherfucker?
Can't satisfy the motherfucker, man.
Yeah.
I gave him a whole bag of sugar. Now, I know this shit sweet. Sweeter than sweet. You know what I'm saying? But he still says bitter. Boy,
but guess
I tell
what?
You.
That's the thing. The motherfucker tongue may be sour. His taste buds may be dead or anything. But I still, that motherfucker did. I'll give him a whole bag of sugar. If I got another bag of sugar.
Okay, I got this here, man. I just thought about something. Fuck you, Tyke, man. Mm-hmm. You on a fucking show tomorrow? From 6 to 8?
Nuh-uh. I don't want no show. Fuck that.
All right, then, because we got a feeling this goddamn. Somebody got a feeling Wednesday, man. I just forgot to talk about it. Anybody on the goddamn phone now on the show tomorrow? Well, I ain't going to get no show tomorrow. I'm tired. Fuck y'all. Shit. Hell no. If I give a show tomorrow, I'm going to really be off the chain.
Dog. Can I tell
BC
what's exactly on my mind?
Yeah, come on.
Like mine.
I've been waiting on the phone call.
Y'all want to fight?
I know you were going to get one. BC.
Yeah.
You was dead wrong tonight.
Well, like I said.
No, hold on.
I'm going to explain to you why I said what I said. Why I said what I said. And because every time somebody asks a question, there you go, you put the gloves on. You punch a motherfucker dead in the face. And then when he had an opportunity to punch a motherfucker, you wouldn't punch it. That's why I called you scared.
But guess what? You seen that situation in Florida. Do you think that was going to be a pretty situation? Either way it turned out, do you think it was going to be a good situation? Your honest opinion.
Well, I don't know. I don't know.
Ain't no way in the world that would have been good, no kind of way, period. No kind of way.
So if I decide that I'm not going to mention a certain person or a certain group of people, BT, you should respect me for trying to take the high road, not try to push me into a damn trap. Because guess what? When I get into a trap, I know they ain't got you to depend on. I ain't got nobody to depend on. See, I was born an only child. So guess what, brother? Don't never try to. You're supposed to be your brother's keeper. And you think about when you was in a trap, I'm the motherfucker that ran to you, bro. And you fucking tried to put me in a trap. Really, dude? Really?
Okay. Are you really? Right? Still on the phone, Dolomite?
You have been throwing punches, though.
You fight like a motherfucker.
Hold on, hold on. Y'all be quiet. I'm finna give. Y'all made me forget my one word, pimple. Now, if I use my one word and use it right, then I wouldn't be talking this shit tonight, pimple. Because I told a motherfucker, if you got a pimple on the back of your ass, and if you don't ever bother it and don't know it's back there, eventually that bitch gonna drop and fall off. So from now on out, any motherfucker that goddamn make me negative shit, your name Pimple. So if I say you a motherfucking Pimple, that's just what you is. A bump on my ass that I don't know back there. So go on, dry the fuck off and fall off. And go ahead on, you two butted mouth, ratchet mouth motherfuckers.
I,
somebody, did you
I
hear
did.
That, Dolomite?
Yeah, I'm
get out of here.
I'm gonna go.
As soon as BET and Type Man stop shooting each other in the mouth, we're gonna get out of here.
No. But
no, my mouth.
I've seen everything. I need to speak.
My mouth swollen now. Punch it on me. My mouth swollen
on
now.
You, man?
Tight man, hit me in the goddamn mouth.
No, I didn't. I just showed
you. Tight man,
I just showed
you. He hit you in the mouth.
Exactly.
You ain't show me. Yeah, I've been had that conversation with you. I've been had that conversation with you. What you doing tonight is irrelevant.
Oh no, I'm talking about that shit where you. Get him, brother. I ain't gonna never put myself in a fucked up situation because let me tell you something. Like I told you, I'm my only child and I'm a die only child. It's just I ain't trying to do it no time soon.
All right, y'all be quiet. Dolomite.
Yeah, go ahead, dog.
Give me a quick prayer so we can close the show down.
No, call me after the show. I don't want to hear no prayer right now. I got hell in me.
All right, give me a prayer, Dolomite, for all the people out there.
All right. Dear Lord, we thank you for a time to come together and discuss things that make us all better men. I pray that you watch over the grudge game, keep us all safe from all harm, and allow us to work with one another instead of against one another. I pray these things in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Good night, everybody. Thank y'all for coming on. Good night. Darling.